We're about a minute away from 6 o'clock here on AM 920 WPTL Canton, and we've got some basketball on the docket for you this evening. Stay tuned. It's Pisgah Black Bear basketball. We've got a doubleheader for you tonight as the state sectional tournament action kicks off tonight. Both the boys and girls teams are in action. The girls are taking on North Henderson in the Bear's Den. That's the game we're going to take you to in just a moment, but stay tuned after that because coming up around 8 o'clock, we'll have the boys game from Shelby High School for you as well. Let's go live to the Bear Den now. Here's David Stiles and Matt DeLozier.
Welcome. We are live here on 920 WPTL at Pisgah High School for this first game of tonight's doubleheader, as it usually is. But we are split between two locations, it seems. Tonight here at Pisgah, it'll be Matt DeLozier and myself, David Stiles. And then on the road, Terry will be down in Shelby to give you the boys' game. But we have the girls' game here for you tonight at Pisgah.
I'm just going to let you know, talking to David Presley coming in the gym tonight. A lot of people asking, why is Pisgah on the road after having won the conference tournament? Why are they on the road against Shelby tonight? But the long story short is that the Coaches Association of North Carolina decided not to include the tournament victories in the records and the calculations for playoff seeding. So none of the tournament wins for Pisgah count, and none of the losses for Smoky Mountain doesn't count. So Smoky Mountain got a much higher seed than I think some people expected, and Pisgah probably a little lower. And percentage points differences, so Pisgah on the road tonight, but we're home for the Sugar Bears.
Yes, we are. They're going to play WNCAC opponent North Henderson for the third time now. And we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back in a minute for the start of this state playoff game here at Pisgah High School. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Cardiologist, radiologist, neurologist, internist, family practitioners, orthopedic surgeons, oncologist. It's a long and impressive list. Over the last 2 years, MedWest Health System has attracted nearly 30 talented physicians to our area. These professionals move here because of the wonder of living in the mountains and because they are excited by the growth and achievements in MedWest. MedWest Haywood and Clyde, MedWest Harris and Silva, and MedWest Swain and Bryson City are all expanding to bring you more comprehensive care. From OBGYN clinics closer to home to major cancer treatments, it's all here so our families can get great care at home. Find out more about MedWest on the internet by going to MedWestHealth.org. Excellence, our passion.
And as always, very professional bunch of students on this ROTC color guard here at Pisgah High School. They do a wonderful job every time they come out to midcourt and present the colors of our nation and the flag of the NJROTC. So, good job, ladies and gentlemen.
And Sawyer Leatherwood, yet again, a solid performance of the national anthem on the fiddle.
Yeah, on the fiddle. And you know what I was thinking? The last time it was just me and you on a game.
Uh-huh.
We were doing North Henderson.
At North
but
Henderson.
We were at North Henderson.
Uh-huh.
So we still have a constant here.
I couldn't remember if that was a tournament game or a game against North Henderson.
I think it was just a game against North Henderson.
Okay.
I think so. I think that's what it was.
I thought of that today driving over to the gym. I think the last time David and I were solo was against this same team from close to Fruitland, North Carolina.
Yeah. And it looks like we're going to have the starting lineups for this North Henderson team. And I expect to see that same starting five that we've seen the whole time. I can't really remember who it is off the top of my head, even though we've seen these two teams before.
First out, number 14, Johnny Petrie, freshman guard, 5'6". Next out, number 22, Ashley Sargent, a senior guard, 5'5". Stands Ashley. Next out, number 34, Meredith Israel, another senior, a 5'7 senior. 31, Cameron Pryor's next out, 5'11 sophomore forward.
And Katie Bird to round out that starting five. And Katie Bird and Pryor, two very tall young ladies. And also Meredith Israel. She handles the ball fairly well. North Henderson have some good shooters, but not a lot of offensive, I don't think, really high offensive potency. They played some good defense, though.
Creates turnovers, an easy basket.
And I expect to see that same starting five that we've seen all year for the Sugar Bears. Looks like number 12, Sheridan Presley, will be the first one out of the gate tonight. And starting at another guard. And as you can hear, Chuck Fiebernitz, number 31, Taylor Gallion. And Micah James, senior for this club. One of the two starting seniors, her and Allman. Kristen Allman. And Chuck having some fun tonight on the PA system.
Yeah, Chuck, the always animated Chuck Fiebernitz, doesn't care that the gym's half empty at this point. He's treated it like any good rock and roll band would.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Playing for a small crowd just like they would a big crowd. The student section, I think I counted during the national anthem, so if no one's left or come to the group since the national anthem, there were 26 people in the student section, which is a lot smaller than usual. We never count them because we can't, but tonight we could. But they're here to see the Sugar Bears play. I would venture to guess as the Sugar Bears advance in the playoffs, should they win tonight and in future games, that you'll see more and more folks attend. But the lower section full for Pisgah as Lewis is at midcourt ready to jump.
And here's the tip. And looks like it's going to be controlled by Pisgah. Presley ahead to James. Back to Presley. She pulls a three. Shot up, and it rattles in for Sheridan Presley. And Pisgah draws first blood here, and they're going directly into that full-court man-to-man pressure as Sargent brings it down the other end. Now up top to Maddox, over to Israel. Israel, top of the key, dribbling to the right. Pass back over to Sargent. Sargent guarded by James. She loses control of it. Tipped as it goes into the backcourt, and she picks it up and controls it for North Henderson. Now back to top of the key to Israel. Israel looking. Pass inside to Maddox. Maddox stops, but there's a turnover as she walked right before she passed it up to Bird.
Good idea. Going to share the basketball on what was going to be an open look for the center down low, but she shuffled those feet.
Presley now over to Gallion. Up top to Allman. Looks like North Henderson in a 2-3 zone. And here's a wild pass, and it's into the hands of Maddox. Coming down the other side, little jump stop shot is up, and the ball is stuck.
And none of these referees can get that one.
In the rim.
Oh, they're going to use the ball.
And they finally get the ball dislodged from the rim. You don't see that happen very often in play. So it'll stay North Henderson basketball as Pisgah controlled the jump ball there at the beginning of the game. And Pryor inbounding to Sargent, over to Israel. She pulls a three. And it's no good. Rebound fought for, controlled by James. She kicks it ahead to Allman. Allman dribbling in on that left side. Picks up her dribble. Back outside to James. James pulls a little jumper. Shot no good. Rebounded North Henderson. Sargent picks up her dribble. Gets it over to Bird. Now to Israel. Israel coming down on the right side. Pulls it back outside. Top of the key. Dribbling to her left. Ball is picked off. And Presley down the right side.
puts it up and in for Pisgah. 5-0 lead for Pisgah here in this first quarter. About 6:30 left to play in the first. And it's almost stolen away, picked up by Pryor at half court, dribbling to her right. Pass over to Bird, tipped out of bounds by Taylor Gallion.
Backside help from Gallion, flying down the lane to try to come back and cover down low. Good job tipping it out.
Israel inbounding, gets it into Maddox. Or excuse me, Petrie. Now back to Israel. Israel at the top of the key, looking inside over to Sargent. Back to Israel, now Petrie, now Bird. Pryor pulls a shot, no good. Rebounded by Presley. Presley across half court. Crossover. Kick out to Dolman. Now over to Gallion. Gallion pumps a three. No good. Gets her own rebound. Dribbles in on the right side. Inside pass to Lewis. Shot is up and good off the glass from Mariah Lewis. 7-0 run right now for Pisgah here at the first. Sargent with the basketball. Under pressure. Almost stolen away. Petrie picks it up. Dribbling in. Outside pass to Bird, now back outside to Israel. Israel dribbling slowly to the top of the key. Backs up on top of the Pisgah P, now over to Sargent. Sargent picks up a ball pick from Pryor. She picks up her dribble, though. Now over to Pryor. And now inside to Petrie. Her shot is up, and looks like a foul is going to be assessed to a Pisgah player. I think that'll be on Presley.
You're right, to be your first. North Buckham appears to struggle a little bit on the dribble, breaking the press, but they seem to struggle even more on the offensive end than against the man-to-man.
Shot up, and a little short there for Petrie. North Henderson yet to score. Second one is up, and no good. Rebound controlled by Almond. Ahead to Presley. Now outlet pass into Gallion. Her shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Israel. Israel, a little hesitation move. Gets it across half court. Dribbling to the right. Hand off to Sargent. Sargent picks up a ball pick from Pryor. She picks up her dribble. Now passing over to Bird. Now into the hands of Israel. Over to Petrie. Back to Israel. Israel dribbles it back outside top of the key. Passes over to Petrie. Petrie losing control but picks it up and tries to throw it to Pryor, and looks like it's tipped out of bounds by a Pisgah player. So it'll stay North Henderson basketball.
Sugar Bear's doing a great job of keeping the ball on the perimeters. They're looking to run plays inside for these two tall players, but nothing easy yet.
Over to Petrie. She's guarded by Presley. Now up top to Bird. Bird standing tall. Almond guarding her. Pass over to Israel. Israel pulls it back out. Hand off to Petrie. She picks up a ball pick from Pryor, now from Sargent. Now over to Sargent. Back to Petrie. Bird cutting in the middle of the paint, but she doesn't pass it. Petrie dribbling out of pressure. Picks up her dribble, looking for someone to pass to. She gets it over to Israel. And Pisgah really making North Henderson work hard here to set up the offense. Sargent dribbling in the middle of the lane and draws another foul. I think this time it's going to be on James. That'll be her first.
So when North Buckham is able to get into the lane with the ball, both times they've picked up a foul against the Sugar Bears. First one they're shooting, but this is on the floor, so North Buckham will inbound in front of the Sugar Bears bench.
Ball tipped away, and it's picked up by Israel.
It is North Henderson, not North Buckham.
Yeah.
It's the other team.
And now a foul assessed to Taylor Gallion. That'll be her first. So three straight team fouls here for Pisgah on this possession. Israel with the basketball, dribbling to the right. Got a little bit of space, puts it up and in. And Israel scoring for North Henderson. Pisgah on the other end. Micah James pulls a perimeter shot. Up, no good. Rebound fought for. Finally controlled by Gallion. Now over to Presley. Presley dribbling in. Back outside to James. Her shot is up. Rattles in and out. There's Gallion for the rebound. Back outside to James. James looking. Now over to Almond. Almond, pump fake. Over to Presley. Top of the key. On to Gallion on the left side. She pulls a three. Little bit short. And it's controlled by North Henderson. Israel comes up with the board. Coming across half court. Dribbling in. And it's taken away by Gallion. And Pisgah leading right now, 7-2, with about 3:11 left to play. Presley on the left, right side. Standing tall, looking inside. Lewis posting up, now over to James, top of the key. James passing over to Gallion. around to Presley. Now back to James on that left wing. Allman looking for the ball. Now it's inside to Lewis. Little turnaround shot from Mariah Lewis. And she puts it up and in for Pisgah.
Kind of starts out as a hook shot, but ends up just being a little jumper. It looks like she's going to hook it, but she keeps her hand on the ball. Turnover in the Bears end by North Henderson.
And it's controlled. Presley top of the key now. North Henderson still in a 2-3. Good looking pass down low to Kristen Allman. And she puts that up and in for her first field goal. And looks like a timeout is going to be called. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose. No. Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Welcome back. We are here live on 920 WPTL at Pisgah High School for this first round matchup in the state playoffs between North Henderson and Pisgah. And it's North Henderson basketball right now after the timeout. Petrie with the ball, picks up her dribble, now passing inside to Sargent, and it's picked off by Bianca Burnett, who just entered the lineup for the Sugar Bears. And Presley comes up with the ball, pulls from the elbow, shot is up and good for Sheridan Presley. That gives her 7 points on the evening here in this first quarter. As Petrie now coming across half court for North Henderson, passing it up to Bird. She loses control of the basketball out of bounds on that left corner.
6 turnovers in the first 6 minutes for North Henderson.
And Pisgah right now up 13-2 with about 2 minutes left to play here in the first. Allman inbounding to Presley. Presley walking it up for the Sugar Bears. Across half court. Picks up her dribble. Pass over to Brooklyn Gallion. Now up top to Allman. Back outside to Renat. Around the horn to Presley. Her shot is up. Partially blocked. And the rebound picked up by Pryor. And now into the hands of Israel. Israel across half court. Looking inside for someone to pass to. Petrie with a little backdoor jab cut there. But she comes back out, receives the pass, and now dribbles around to the right side, top of the key. Now over to Sargent. Sargent looking inside, dribbling to her left. Almost stolen by Burnett, and I think Burnett's going to be called with a hand check. And she is.
14 fouls on the Sugar Bears, none against the North Henderson Lady Knights. As they get the ball inbound.
Sargent now back outside to number 21. That is Caldwell. And looks like it's picked off. Pisgah on the other end. Transition pass to Burnett. Off of her hands, just out of bounds. Good leading pass there by Presley. Just
it was. Looks like it stayed a little low. Bianca out of trouble getting both hands on to finish.
North Henderson quickly inbounding to Caldwell. She tries to get across half court, and she does. Looking for someone to pass to, dribbling with that right hand. Picks up her dribble. Inside pass into Israel. Cuts straight to the basket and puts it up and in for North Henderson. Israel with all four of the Lady Knight points. As a long pass now over to Burnett. 38 seconds left to play here in the first. As Pisgah leads 13-4 right now. Over to Burnett. Burnett. At the top of the key, dribbling to her left. Inside pass to Presley. Now up top to Allman. Allman with a pump fake. Dribbling to her left. Puts up a runner. Good hook shot there on the left side. She puts it up and in.
17 seconds left.
Pryor with the basketball. Over to Israel. And looks like another foul is going to be called. And I think it's going to be charged to Brooklyn Gallion.
Yep, 5 team fouls, 15-4. Sugar Bears with 10 seconds, just to tick over 10 seconds here in the first period in the Bear Den.
Israel inbounding into Caldwell. Now she picks up the basketball. Across half court, stops. Hand off to Israel. Israel dribbling in. Over to Bird, now over to Sargent. 1 second left. Sargent puts up a shot, and it's no good. Rebounded by Allman. And that's your first period of action, ladies and gentlemen, of this first round state playoff game here at Pisgah High School. And Pisgah leads 15-4. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. This is WPTL 920 AM, Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stuff. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
Bojangles presents It's Bow Time, Rule 22. If you're in trouble, yell It's Bow Time instead of help. People are more likely to show up if biscuits are involved. Rule 23. Our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits are served hot and fresh all day long. That's not a rule. That's just how we roll. Hurry to Bojangles now for our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits. Made with hardwood smoked bacon, lightly folded eggs, and American cheese. All on a made-from-scratch biscuit. Get two for just $3. Bojangles. It's bow time.
Back live at the Bear Den on WPTL. 15-4. The Sugar Bears with a strong first quarter. Really, the only thing they haven't done well is they've committed five team fouls, but everything else going Sugar Bears' way. Take it away, David.
James out of the top of the key. Over to Taylor Gallion. Also in the lineup, Mackenzie Gallion, Kaylin Hanna, and Leanne Wade. Mackenzie Gallion with the basketball. Now over to James. North Henderson has pulled that middle player up, and they are now running a 3-2 defense against Pisgah. Over to Brooklyn Gallion. Gallion. Dribble penetration, puts up a shot, no good. There's Wade for the rebound, and she can't hold on to it. Out to Caldwell. Caldwell streaking down that right side, gets it into Petrie. Her shot, no good. She gets her own board and puts it up and in. And Johnny Petrie on the other end. Wade pulls a three, shot no good. Rebounded by Mackenzie Gallion. Gallion pulls it back out. Pass over to sister Taylor Gallion. Taylor dribbles out of traffic. Now over to James. Leanne Waite on that left wing. Over to McKenzie. Inside pass to Waite. Picked off by Hill. Hill coming down the other side and almost has it stolen away. Over to Petrie. She pulls a three. And it's up and good for Johnny Petrie.
Just like that. 15-9 with 6:40 left here in the second.
Hanna with the basketball. Almost has it taken away, and it's batted away by Caldwell, but picked up by Mackenzie Gallion. Gallion now over to Taylor Gallion. Inside pass to Hanna. Hanna pass outside to Wade. Gallion pulls. Shot no good. There's Hanna for the rebound. And the first North Henderson foul has just been called, I think.
Yeah, down low against Hanna. Looked like Hanna could have gone straight back up with that, but was trying to reposition herself after the rebound, but she'll be at the line for two. That's the Sugar Bears' lead's been cut a little, by five anyway. It was the first free throw up and good by Hanna. Makes the lead seven again for the Sugar Bears, 16-9. Hannah's first points of the contest. Dribbles, shoots, second one good. 17-9, Bears, 6:24 remaining in the first half.
Looks like Pisgah's going to be in there trapping extended zone here. Hanna at the top, and she pokes it free, but it's out of bounds on Pisgah. So it'll stay North Henderson basketball. And I really like this look that the Sugar Bears give with Hanna out in front. Very long defender. Makes it very hard for opposing teams to get it across half court. Caldwell dribbling, picks up her dribble, looking to pass, and it's stolen away by James, and she's off to the races. Puts up a shot on the right side, and it's up and in for Micah James. Her first field goal of the evening. As Israel inbounds to Petrie. Petrie stops over to Hill. Hill almost trapped, gets free. Long pass over to Israel. Israel with a little pump fake there. She picks up her dribble, looking for someone to pass to. Inside to Hill. Puts it on the deck. Shot up. No good. And it's blocked away by Pisgah. Mackenzie Gallion picks up the ball. Inside pass to Taylor Gallion. And she oops it in.
Catch and shoot. Catch and shoot. Caught it in the air and went ahead and put the shot up. Nice play.
Good pass there from Mackenzie Gallion to sister Taylor Gallion. And now North Henderson on the other end. Israel with the basketball outside to Pete Caldwell. Caldwell shot no good. There's Pryor for the board. Her shot no good. Rebound fought for, controlled by Hill. Now here's Petrie for a three. Up, no good. Rebounded by Mackenzie Gallion. And looks like Coach Holloway is going to call a 30-second timeout. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM, and this is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Great-great-grandpa Buddy was right touchy about his slow cooking his game over a warm hardwood fire, then basting the meat with his secret sauce to seal in the flavor. Dish can't get in a hurry, he'd say. But when you come to Fat Buddies, you want slow cook, serve feist. So pit stop platter with your favorite barbecue, couple of side fixings, and you'll be in and out in a half hour. Fat Buddies Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
She'll go to the line for the Sugar Bears.
Struggled a little bit on the catch. I thought she was going to turn it over, but fortunate to pick up a foul. Her shot was just short. 21-9, Sugar Bears over the North Henderson Lady Knights here in the Bear Den. 22-9 is the first free throw. Is good. You're listening to Sugar Bear Basketball on WPTL Radio and WPTL
Radio.net.
It's been a while since I've called that. Second free throw good, 22-9.
And North Henderson of the basketball now over to Petrie, now over to Caldwell. Caldwell dribbling to the right, stops, looks for someone to pass to. She gets it out to number 12. That is Maddox. Now inside to Caldwell again. Pryor puts up a shot, rattles in and out. It looks like a foul is going to be called, and that's going to be on Hill, I think, for pushing Kaylin Hanna out of the way, and it is.
It's only the third team foul committed by North Henderson thus far.
Yeah.
Sugar Bears ended the first quarter with five team fouls and have not picked up one here almost halfway through the second quarter, so that's evened out a little bit.
Presley now passing over to James. Petrie going for a steal, but not getting it. Getting herself caught out of his position, but she recovers. Now over to Presley. Presley, a little pump fake. Passes it inside to 10 for Lewis, but out of her reach. Picked up by Allman. And looks like a foul is going to be called. And that'll be on Caldwell.
Allman trying to split the defenders in the lane, and they're just going to get called for the reach there. 14 foul. As Micah James will inbound from under the Sugar Bear basket. A bounce pass into Amon. She's fouled. As soon as she picks it up, she goes up with it with the left hand. She's fouled and will be at the line for two more. So only a few moments ago, it was 5-0 in the foul category, and suddenly 5-5 as Amon misses the first.
The Pisgah right now out to a 22-9 lead. It seems very comfortable for Pisgah. There are about 4:04 left to play.
Coach Holloway subbing pretty liberally so far. Second free throw good by Allman, 23-9.
And looks like a foul. Stepped on the end line, so that'll be a turnover on Caldwell as she stepped on the end line. So it'll be Pisgah basketball. James now inbounding to Presley. Presley picking up a screen from Lewis. She passes over to James. Before James can get anything going, she moves both of her feet at the same time, called for the traveling violation.
She shook her head, but I think she knows she did it. I think she's just mad at herself.
Into Petrie now. She's trapped, trying to pass it over to Bird. Picked off by James. Shot up, rolls around the rim. There's Allman for the board. She puts up a shot, no good. Rebound finally controlled by Reed. Presley now dribbling in, puts up a little runner, rolls in and out, rebounded by Pryor, but I think a foul is going to be called on Sheridan Presley. She tried to wrestle that ball away from Pryor.
Shot's just not falling for the Sugar Bears. That's the third time I remember so far tonight, Micah James having one almost, I guess, halfway in and popping back out. And that one was a layup.
Second foul on Sheridan Presley. She checks out. Kinsey Gallion checks back in. Petrie with the basketball, trying to pass it into Pryor, knocked away. Mariah Lewis picks up the loose ball and puts it in on the left side. And Coach Rhodes is going to call another timeout. as he tries to figure out how to break this Pisgah press. And we'll take another quick break. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM, and this is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Welcome back. After the North Henderson timeout, they break the Pisgah press. Hill with the basketball now into Pryor. Pryor puts it on the hardwood. Around underneath the basket. Her shot up no good, and it's going to be last touched out of bounds by Daphne Hill as she tried to get the rebound. So Pisgah basketball.
My eyes must be deceiving me. I thought that was out on the Sugar Bear.
I think Hill tapped it this way.
Okay.
Hit it with that right hand, and it went toward the baseline of Pisgah.
Trying to get my eyes calibrated back to it. It's a good basketball coverage.
Coach Holloway coaching from the side right here as Allman throws it in to Gallion. And it looks like they're man-to-man now. And Sargent on McKenzie Gallion. Pass over to Reed. She almost loses it. She's double-teamed now. Can't get it out of pressure, and she does. Now over to James. Up top to Gallion. Now back over to Allman. Now to Reed. Reed pulls. The shot rattles in and out. Rebound fought for, controlled by Lewis. Lewis looking for an outlet. She finds James, but before James can get anything going, she walks again. And that's two straight walks.
That
by
was closer
James
than the last one, but it was probably still a walk. It was enough to make the referee think it was anyway.
And North Henderson now breaking this Pisgah press. Sargent with the basketball. It's knocked away from her. And James almost comes up with it, but Bird is there to pick up the loose ball. Israel now, top of the key, looking for someone to pass to. Gets it over to Petrie. Numbers are very hard to see on these black-on-black jerseys here for North Henderson. Bird with a basketball inside pass to Israel. Picked off by Allman. Allman streaking down the left side. Puts up a little runner. Shot no good. There's James for the rebound. Her shot no good. And it's wrestled away by Katie Bird into the hands of Sargent. Sargent down that right side. Crossing over, middle of the paint, outside to Israel. Israel looking top of the key, pass over to Petrie. Petrie to Bird. Bird looking down low at the post, putting it on the floor now, over to Israel. Israel dribbling to the right, stops, pulls up, shots no good, rebound fought for, controlled by Reed. Pisgah going the other way. McKenzie Gallion, quick inside pass to Lewis, and she just wasn't ready for that as it sails off of her fingertips out of bounds. That was a good look there by McKenzie Gallion. Just Lewis not ready for that entry pass.
A couple times she's made passes, entry passes like that. 25-9, 147 left. Sugar Bears lead.
Full court pressure for Pisgah still, and it's almost picked off by Burnett. Now over to Petrie. Petrie dribbling, picks up her dribble, looking for someone to pass to. Gets it over to Pryor. Inside pass to Bird. Bird faces up, tries to put it on the floor, and she loses control of the basketball. And Sargent is going to pick up a foul here as she tried to stop McKenzie Gallion from picking up the loose ball and going down court.
That is the 13th turnover of the half for North Henderson.
Gallion with the basketball. Over to Allman. Allman looking inside. Back over to Burnett. Burnett pump fake. Looking. Now over to Brooklyn. Brooklyn thought about a shot, but now passes up to Allman. Inside pass for Lewis. Almost picked off, but controlled by Mariah Lewis. Now over to Brooklyn Gallion. This time she does shoot and score from that right corner. Brooklyn Gallion for an easy field goal there. As Bird in to Pryor now, over to Sargent. Sargent dribbling, and she had Petrie wide open down the middle of the lane, just didn't pass it up. Pryor dribbling to her right now. Gets free. Pulls up. Shot up and good for Cameron Pryor. It's her first bucket of the evening. Pisgah going the other way. Now over to Burnett. Burnett pulls a deep three. Almost banks it in. Rebound fought for, controlled by Lewis. Trying to pass it outside to Allman now. And Burnett's pass just a little wild as it goes out of bounds right in front of the North Henderson bench. 27-11 lead for Pisgah right now. 33 seconds left to play here in the second. As North Henderson trying to inbound, they get it in, and looks like it's going to be last touched by Mariah Lewis.
And both players going up for it. It looked like she tipped it right into the Pisgah bench. So inbounding with 32 seconds left are the Lady Knights.
Sargent passes it up to Israel now. Israel spin move in the paint, back outside to Sargent. Sargent quick move in, passing it back outside, and off the hands of Pryor, out of bounds. So just too many turnovers here in this first half of basketball for North Henderson. 22 seconds left as Mackenzie Gallion brings it across half court. 27-11 Pisgah lead. Burnett now over to Gallion. Gallion dribbling out of pressure over to sister Brooklyn Gallion. Now over to Allman. Back up to Burnett. Dribbles around up top to Mackenzie Gallion. Pulls a runner in the middle of the lane. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Petrie as time expires here in the Bear Den. Pisgah leads 27-11. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back for some halftime statistics. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM and also on the internet at WPTLradio.net, along with you for this first-round playoff game of the North Carolina State Playoffs is Matt Delosier and David Stiles. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The Single Stop. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
Welcome back. We are live here at the Bear Den, along with you for this first round playoff game in the state playoffs. North Carolina State Playoffs is Matt Delosier and yours truly, David Stiles. Pisgah right now out on top of WNCAC opponent North Henderson, 27-11.
North Henderson really just struggling, David. They've had to face the Sugar Bear press from the start, and a lot of their turnovers have come from that, but honestly, a lot of them have come once they've broken the press and are actually in the offensive end and trying to make entry passes and trying to use the height they have down low. But an interesting strategy, I think, instead of packing it back in and really doubling those players, the Bears have really pressed the ball out on the perimeter to make those entry passes more difficult. And so tons of turnovers. Started out on a probably about a 20 pace for North Henderson, but they ended up with only 15 as they shored it up a little bit in the second quarter. But 15 turnovers, I think, tells the story, really, the first half.
I mean, you have to play better offensive basketball, I think. Really take care of the ball, because you know that Pisgah wants to get out and run and gun and make turnovers and play their transition as they have all year. And I thought that Franklin did a really good job last week in that conference tournament of really slowing Pisgah down. It really made them uncomfortable. Franklin came out and they slowed it down, but then Pisgah came out in that second half and played their game, played their transition like they're doing here tonight. And they've got a good edge, I think, over North Henderson right now, 27-11.
Yeah, North Henderson doesn't have anybody with the skill that Lindsay, Simpson, from Franklin has to be able to handle some pressure. They seem to, I've said it a couple times now, but once they break the press, they seem to dribble to a spot and stop on the offensive end, which you cannot do against a team that's really going to be aggressive. I mean, it's a press, really, because it's over half court, but it's really an in-your-face, man-to-man style of defense on the offensive end. And you can't pick up the basketball and take time to look around, or you're double teamed pretty quickly and forced into either a bad pass or a turnover. So a lot of substitutions for Coach Holloway in the second quarter. This lead probably could be bigger, to give an honest assessment of it.
Well, I mean, I think the good thing about that Pisgah team is he does sub a lot. Even in close games, he does sub the ladies in and out, and I think that's a strength to Pisgah, because they sub in and out, they don't really get tired, and he's not really losing anything when he subs his different players in.
Right.
I mean, the Galleon triplets, I mean, you can't tell them apart, and they play almost identical, too. I mean, Mackenzie Galleon probably two or three steps quicker than her sisters. But other than that, their play is almost the same. And you put Kaylin Hanna in the ball game, she gives you some good defensive stops as well as some good rebounding. So I don't really think Pisgah loses anything. And they sub different players in and out, and he kind of mashes it up and uses different lineups. And I like the way that he does that.
I think the only negative statistic, and we don't keep this, is shooting percentage. Tonight they've missed a lot of easy looks down low, had a lot of things rattle in and out from perimeter and down low. And those things are going to happen. I mean, it's basketball. Nobody shoots 100%, but this lead, even on that issue alone, the lead could be much bigger. The Sugar Bears have not shot the ball particularly well. No. They've got a lot of hustle points and following those up. They did have seven turnovers of their own in the first half, which isn't too big a number, but I'm sure Coach Holloway's talking in the locker room about taking care of the basketball on their end of the court. They have 15 rebounds. Another thing we don't do is separate offensive and defensive rebounds, but Sugar Bears have quite a few offensive rebounds and putbacks to help build that lead.
And looks like we'll go over the scoring statistics for North Henderson.
Let me go ahead and give these real
quick. Go ahead and give yours.
So you make sure you got yours total. 15 rebounds for the Sugar Bears, 7 turnovers, and only 1 block here in the first half, or the only one that I saw and recorded. For North Henderson, 9 rebounds, 15 turnovers, and no blocks. So the numbers are flip-flopped on one from the other, and has a lot to do with the lead on the scoreboard.
I think it went too. And for North Henderson, only 11 points scored and only 3 people scoring. And it looks like Joni Petrie leading their scorers with 5. She has a tray and 1 field goal. Following behind her is Meredith Israel, who does a lot of the ball handling for North Henderson. She has 2 field goals, and then Cameron Pryor with 1 basket. On the Pisgah end, 7 ladies scoring.
There you go, a balance.
And they do have some balance. And looks like leading all scorers with 7 points is Sheridan Presley. She has a 3 and 2 field goals. And then following behind her, Mariah Lewis, who has 3 field goals from the inside. And usually when Mariah Lewis, Terry likes to point this out every time. This is probably one of Terry's favorite things he notices. Mariah Lewis is having a good game. The Sugar Bears usually have a good game.
Okay.
And so Mariah Lewis, 6 points right here. She's having a fairly good night, only 27 points scored, not a whole lot of scoring going on. So Mariah Lewis with 6 points. Following closely behind her with 5 is Kristen Allman, 2 field goals and 1 foul shot. And then behind her with 2 points apiece, Kaylin Hanna with 2 foul shots, and Brooklyn Galleon with a field goal, and Micah James with 1 field goal. And then Mariah Reed with that lone foul shot.
Folks, I want to let you know, if you're tuning in and listening, the Bears boys team is in Shelby tonight. There has been a little bit of discussion. If you tuned in on Friday night and listened to the championship game over in Brevard, where the Bears beat the Smoky Mountain Mustangs, I'm not sure if we mentioned on the air that there was talk about there being 2 home games if the Bears won that game that night, and they did win. So everybody came in expecting at least 1 at a minimum, and probably 2 home games because of the conference championship. But David Presley explained to me before the game that because the North Carolina Coaches Association at some point, now I don't know if that was after all the numbers were in, or if it was before the season started, or you know what, when this decision was made, so I don't want to suggest there's a conspiracy against Pisgah, but at some point the coaches decided that the tournament wins were not going to be calculated, that only the regular season winning percentage would be calculated for playoff seeding. So Smoky Mountain thus really didn't have that loss Friday night, and Pisgah didn't have that win, so to speak, when it comes to playoff seeding. So Pisgah ends up with, I believe it's a 9 seed, and they're playing an 8 seed. And Shelby, and Shelby's winning percentage was just points, minuscule number, higher. So Pisgah,
I remember,
had
the
travel
records, and I think Shelby 16-5. This is not with the tournament games. 16-5. Pisgah 18-6. So Pisgah actually won more games than Shelby did. Shelby lost 1 more than we did, though.
Right, but
so winning percentages were, like you were saying, off by 0.2.
But
so suffering for you, Pisgah Nation, is Terry.
He's on the long haul.
He is in Shelby, North Carolina. We assume he's probably there already. And at the conclusion of this game, there will be a midway report where we'll be trying to hand it off to Terry. And you'll hear the boys' action from down in Shelby. And if things line up the way they should with this big lead, it doesn't look like we're in danger of any kind of overtime or lengthy game here. So it should be plenty of time to get it switched over, and you can listen to the boys' game as Terry Sheehan will be live in Shelby, North Carolina. And I hope he's eating some Bridges barbecue.
I hope he is, too.
While he's down there.
We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back to start this second half play. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM, and this is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Cardiologist, radiologist, neurologist, internist, family practitioners, orthopedic surgeons, oncologist. It's a long and impressive list. Over the last 2 years, MedWest Health System has attracted nearly 30 talented physicians to our area. These professionals move here because of the wonder of living in the mountains and because they are excited by the growth and achievements in MedWest. MedWest Haywood and Clyde, MedWest Harris and Silva, and MedWest Swain in Bryson City are all expanding to bring you more comprehensive care. From OBGYN clinics closer to home to major cancer treatments, it's all here so our families can get great care at home. Find out more about MedWest on the internet by going to MedWestHealth.org. Excellence, our passion.
You hear the buzzer sounding in the background to signal the end of halftime as the second half's about to begin. Five Sugar Bears on the court awaiting the Lady Knights, and here they come. The student section are going to try to get this gym ramped up for second half action.
And a few more students over there now as probably spring sports practices have ended.
Mm-hmm.
And Israel now passing over to Sargent. Sargent on that right wing, passing up top to Pryor. Pryor pulls a three, and it's up and in for Cameron Pryor.
It makes it 27-14. Sounds like a football score. 7:44 left here in the third.
James with the basketball up top to Presley. North Henderson still in this 3-2 zone. Over to Gallion. Inside pass in to Lewis. Shot up and looks like it's going to be blocked out of bounds by North Henderson. So James to inbound on the left side of her basket. Looking to inbound. She gets it into Presley. Presley, top of the key. Pass over to James. James all alone. Shot up from the corner. Up and in for Micah James.
Lady Knights into the offensive end quickly, breaking the press this time.
Sargent with the basketball now, passing up to Israel. Israel dribbling, picks up her dribble. Good backdoor cut there by Petrie. She puts it up and in for Johnny Petrie. That gives her 7 on the evening. Pisgah on the other end, pass over to Taylor Gallion. Gallion over to Presley, back up top to Allman. Around the horn to James. Inside pass to Allman, turn around, left-handed shot, no good. Rebound fought for, looks like it's going to be last touched by Lewis. And it's 29-16, Pisgah lead here as they get it in to Petrie. Petrie crossover, pass over to Israel. Israel almost losing the basketball, but now picking it up across half court. Looking inside, pass over to Sargent. Sargent dribbling. Pass to Israel. Israel jump stop over to Petrie. Petrie pulls a three. Shot no good. Rebounded by Gallion. Out to Presley. Presley, little hesitation move behind the back dribble. Now outside to Allman. Now over to James. James pump fake, picks up her dribble. Back outside to Allman. Pulls a three. Shot no good. There's Taylor Gallion for the rebound. Blocked away by Cameron Pryor. And it's picked up by Petrie, and Taylor Gallion is going to be whistled for an infraction.
That's nice little scoop pass inside there. Too bad the shot didn't fall. It's a good look. I'm having trouble with my pencil.
North Henderson inbounds over to Israel. Israel coming across half court. Looking inside. Sargent. Pops up on the wing, looking for the cutter. There's Pryor. Pryor, pump fake. Outside to Israel. Israel dribbling in, stops, pulls, rattles in and out. There's Presley for the rebound. Ahead to Brooklyn Galleon. Israel knocks it away from her. Picked up by Presley, however. Presley dribbling in. She puts up a shot, and I think Katie Bird going to be whistled for an infraction. Shot no good by Sheridan Presley on her first foul shot attempt. Pisgah leads 29-16. 5:40 left to play. Second shot up and good for Sheridan Presley. And North Henderson now going to inbound. Israel gets it into Petrie. Her pass picked off by Brooklyn Galleon. Galleon quick pass over to Allman. Her left-handed shot up no good. Last touched out of bounds by Brooklyn Galleon.
David, my Army training's coming in handy here. So I improvise, adapt, and overcome my pencil.
Ball picked off by Pisgah. And Galleon now with the basketball over to James. Up top to Allman. Presley with the ball. Pulls from three. Shot rattles in and out. Bird for the rebound. Passing now to Sargent. Sargent dribbling, stops, gets away from the pressure across half court over to Israel. North Henderson now trailing by 14. And Israel trying to pick up a ball pick from Sargent, dribbling to the right. She pulls it back outside. Petrie with the ball, picks up a pick from Pryor. She picks up her dribble, and a foul is going to be called on Sheridan Presley.
A little help from the crowd.
And that's Sheridan Presley's third foul. And I'm sorry that your pen quit working.
Well, it was a mechanical pencil, and I guess you have to be smarter than the pencil.
Sargent with the basketball, dribbling to her left, in, and now over to Petrie. Petrie puts on a little fake, dribbling back to Sargent, now to Israel. Israel, top of the key, looking for someone to pass to. Now over to Petrie. Petrie looking inside, pass inside to Pryor. Pryor stops, puts up a shot, no good. There's Bird for the board. Her shot blocked away. Pryor gets the rebound, puts it up and in. That gives her 7 on the evening. And Pisgah coming the other way. Presley with the ball. Now over to Brooklyn Galleon. Galleon was about to shoot, but then passes it up, and now it's swung around the horn to James. Back over to Presley. Presley looking down low to Allman on that short corner now. Back up top to Presley. Presley, quick attack into the middle. Shot up, no good, and there's Pryor for the board. Looks like a foul is going to be called on Mariah Lewis.
Another
first.
Sorry. Another close look by the Sugar Bears, unable to convert. Lady Knights inbound against the press under their own basket, or under the Pisgah basket.
Almost picked off by Pisgah, and now it's over to Petrie. She picks up her dribble, now over to Israel. Israel trying to get across half court, picks up her dribble, now over to Sargent. And Pisgah almost getting the ball three times, now four times, as James almost picks it off. Sargent in the middle of the paint, shot up, no good. And the ball is tied up, and looks like it's going to be Pisgah basketball.
Hustle block for Micah James on that play. The ball is going into the baseline pretty aggressively, but she comes from behind and swats it.
Presley now, top of the key, stops. Now over to James. James pulls, shot up, no good. Rebound fought for, and looks like it's going to be off of Allman. North Henderson basketball as Pisgah leads right now, 30-18. 3:28 left to play here in the third. Pryor with a basketball. She's free on that right side. Inside pass to Bird. Back outside to Sargent. Sargent pulls. Shot no good. Lewis for the board. She kicks it outside to Presley. Presley coming down, stopping inside to Lewis. Now back outside to Brooklyn. Outside to Presley. Around the horn to James. Almost thrown out of bounds, but James somehow pulls it down out of the air. Now over to Galleon. Back up, back over in this corner to Allman on the right corner. Now back up top to James. Presley. Galleon pulls a three. Shot's no good. Israel runs down the loose board. Dribbling. Hesitation move. Finally getting across half court. She passes up to Petrie. Petrie picks up her dribble, however. And Presley guarding her. Now into Pryor. Inside to Sargent. Sargent with a move. Now over to Bird. Bird puts up a shot, and it's up and in for North Henderson.
North Henderson really starting to look good on the offensive end, moving the basketball quickly.
Katie Bird with her first bucket of the evening. Pisgah on the other end, however. James pulls up, shot no good. There's Pryor for the board. Quick outlet pass to Israel. Israel coming down the left side, puts up a shot, and a charge is going to be called on Meredith Israel.
I thought she was going to go all the way over Sheridan Presley. That was a high charge up around the shoulders.
And North Henderson cutting the lead back down to 10, 30 to 20. 2:16 left to play here in the third.
Three turnovers for the Sugar Bears, only two for North Henderson so far in the half. Probably has a little bit to do with them being able to cut into the lead.
Reed with a basketball bounce pass over to Burnett. Now over to Presley. And Presley going to be called, I think, for stepping on the inline.
Either that or dribbling on the inline. I thought they were going to call a hip check foul down there.
Be careful. I thought she almost hooked North Henderson player. And there's Kaylin Hanna using her length. Got the ball on that right side. Goes up and puts it in for Kaylin Hanna. Beautifully done there on the hustle play of stealing it away and putting it up on the right side.
There's that length you were talking about from being out on the point of that press. His long arms able to tip it away.
North Henderson got to do a better job. They got to bounce past that ball right there instead of trying to chest pass it through a lady. And Kaylin Hanna converting. She's 100% tonight from the foul line. Shoots the ball very well as Israel getting ready to inbound. And they get it in. Pisgah now up by 13. There's that bounce pass. And then almost picked off by Hanna again. Israel to Pryor. Hanna there to knock it out of bounds from behind. And Kaylin Hanna really hustling here tonight in this second half.
Tips it away at the volleyball line on one end of the court and goes all the way down on the baseline to tip it away, hustling back.
And Hanna
again.
Deflected again as Pryor tried to inbound. Presley with the ball inside to Hanna. Hanna, using her body, puts it up and in on the left side. That gives Kaylin Hanna 7 points on the evening. Pass now over to Israel. They get it across half court. Caldwell with the ball, dribbling to her left, stops. Passes over to Petrie, left all alone. She pulls a three, rattles in and out, rebounded by Almond. And here comes Presley on the other end. She comes down, stops, pulls, shot no good. Hanna for the rebound. Back outside to Presley. Presley into the middle of the paint, and she's going to pick up a foul. As she flips back over on the ground there, she tries to get back up.
Again, the Sugar Bears not really shooting well, but able to maintain this lead thanks to some solid defense.
And that foul is going to be assessed to Johnny Petrie. As Presley's first shot is up and good. Gives her 9 on the evening. And North Henderson now down by 16. And Maddox checking in for Petrie as well, as Hill coming in for Bird. Shot up by Presley, and it's true. Gives her 10 on the evening. Pisgah leads by 17 with a minute left to play here in the third. And just a little reminder, Pisgah Black Bear Basketball is sponsored by Midwest Haywood, Fat Buddies Ribs and Barbecue, the single stop stores. Also by Shepherd's Insurance Group, plus Linen and Uniform Services, Bojangles of Canton, and Burger King of Canton. And here's Meredith Israel for 3. It's up and in for Meredith Israel.
Sugar Bears in the offensive end. Quickly pushed it up. Almond holds it high over her head, swings it to the right to Reed. Entry pass down low to Hanna, and Hannah's fouled as she turns over her left shoulder to try to go up with the shot. She's hacked, and the ball dribbles out of bounds, rolls over to the principal's corner, we'll call it, where all the administrators like to sit. 37 seconds left here in the third, 37-23. Inbound to Reed. Reed from three, little bit left, hits off the front of the rim, but the Knights rebound, Reed quickly down the lane after having picked up the loose ball, and she's fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line for 2.
And that's going to be on Pryor. It's only her second foul. Reed's first shot, no good. And also, I'd like to mention Ken Wilson Ford also there in our fine sponsor. Second shot by Reed, up and good for Mariah Reed. Gives her 2 on the evening. She's 50% from the line. 25 seconds left to play here Maddox with the basketball, almost tipped away by Hannah. And this time it's stolen by Reed. She gets it over to Mackenzie Gallion, and there's a tie-up between her and Caldwell. And it'll be North Henderson basketball. Only 16 seconds left.
15-point lead for the Sugar Bears.
Caldwell with the ball, passing quickly ahead to Maddox. Now a long pass over to Israel. Back to Caldwell, back to Israel. Caldwell over to Maddox, skipped over to Israel. Israel pulls a three, shot no good. Reed for the rebound. 1 second left, and time expires. So Pisgah leads 38-23. They lead by 15 here at the end of the third. We'll take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Bojangles presents It's Bow Time, Rule 22. If you're in trouble, yell, "It's Bow Time," instead of "Help." People are more likely to show up if biscuits are involved. Rule 23, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits are served hot and fresh all day long. That's not a rule, that's just how we roll. Hurry to Bojangles now for our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits, made with hardwood smoked bacon, lightly folded eggs, and American cheese, all on a made-from-scratch biscuit. Get two for just $3. Bojangles, it's Bow Time.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Bears a commanding 15-point lead. They had a little bit bigger lead at halftime, 1 point, to be honest, or to be exact. Want to give a shout-out to the Pisgah Black Bear cheerleaders, 21 strong, dancing and entertaining the crowd here as we're split tonight, some of Pisgah Nation here in Canton and some in Shelby, where the boys will play at 8 here on WPTL.
And action commences here in this fourth period of play. And it's going to be tied up. Down low on that block between Lewis and four other North Henderson players. So North Henderson will have the basketball. Caitlin Hannah still spearheading this Pisgah trapping defense. But somehow North Henderson gets it across half court between Sargent and Israel now. Sargent with the basketball. Dribbles in now over to Israel. Back to Sargent. Sargent pulls a three, and it's up and good for Ashley Sargent.
So the Lady Knights trying to chip away. Sharon Presley quickly in the offensive end to James in the corner. Back to Sheridan up top.
Gallion with the basketball over to Hannah. Hannah top of the key. Pass back over to Taylor Gallion. Now to Presley. Presley, I think, thought about a three, but now over to Taylor Gallion. Gallion dribbling in the middle of the paint. Her shot up, and Daphne Hill, I think, going to pick up another foul.
Nice up and under move. And over move or whatever you call that, but a little strong on the shot, but a good job of creating her own shot.
And North Henderson, I think, has been shooting very well from 3 point tonight. They have 4 3-pointers.
Yeah, the Sugar Bears don't seem to be pressing them out quite as far as they did in the first half. I don't know if that's an energy thing or if it's actually a strategy that's just going back off a little.
And Taylor Gallion hitting 1 of 2 from the foul line. It's her first point of the evening. And it's picked off by Gallion. Now over to James. James with the basketball. Back outside to Taylor Gallion. Gallion dribbling to her right. Now over to James. James pump fake inside. And passing over Kaylin Hannah to Taylor Gallion. Hannah at that elbow extended. Calling for the basketball. She gets it now. Looking inside. Pass in to Presley. Good pass from Hannah. Presley's shot just wouldn't go. Heel for the rebound. Picks up her dribble, and she passes it out to Maddox. Maddox with the basketball, almost stolen away by Gallion. Now passing it over to Israel. Israel loose in the middle. Puts up a little runner. Shot no good. Hannah trying to get the ball in, and I thought she was shoved out of bounds, and it's going to be last touch by Caitlin Hannah.
It looked like she went against the pad suddenly there. Looks like someone had shoved her.
Inbound to Hill. Hill being pestered by James. Now over to Sargent. Sargent. Top of the key. Over to Israel. Israel trying to throw it inside to Hill. Last touched out of bounds by Mariah Lewis.
good hustle on her to step out and contest that pass.
Inside to Hill now. Hill stopping. Jump pass over to Maddox. Inside to Pryor. Pryor stops. Looking inside now over to Israel. Israel, quick catch and shoot. Rattles around the rim and it won't go. Presley picks up the board. Coming down on the other end. Stops outside to James. James dribbling in. Puts up a shot. No good. There's Hill for the rebound. And a pushing foul called on Kaitlin Hanna. And you can tell she's a little frustrated. She wanted that push called down there and then I think a little frustration foul and she found
Hill. She may have carried that on down to this end of the court. She's an aggressive player though. Not unusual to see a little scowl on her face out there.
Almost tipped away again by Kaitlin Hanna. She's right on top of Israel now trying to get the ball. Almost tipped away and it's picked up by Maddox. And then a foul, I think it's going to be called on Daphne Hill for a moving pick.
Yeah, she came in and kind of turned her back and looked like she was trying to box out there instead of set a screen.
Presley now with the basketball. 4:32 left to play here in the fourth. Over to Gallion. Gallion, quick move. She puts it up and in. Taylor Gallion's first field goal on the evening. That gives her three. Israel inbounding to Pryor. Now she hands off to Sargent. Sargent streaking down the middle of the court. Pass down low to Hill. Hill goes up. No good. Sargent gets the board. And looks like a foul is going to be called. And I would say that'll be on Taylor Gallion. And it is. Her third on the evening. Pisgah out to a big lead, though. 41-26.
Hannah's going to check out for the Sugar Bears as Almond checks in.
Inbound to Sargent. Sargent looking inside. Dribbling in the middle of the paint. Now outside to Maddox. Maddox looking. Back up top to Israel. I don't think Israel has came out this entire game. She's been in there the whole time. Picks up the ball. Now over to Sargent. Sargent looking inside. Doesn't see anything. Now back outside to number 30. That is Powers. Inside to, what is that, number 30, Powers. Shots up and no good, but she's fouled on the play, and that'll be Kristen Allman's first foul of the night.
Only the 16th foul, but it will be two shots because she was shooting.
Powers' first shot, no good. A little short. She might need to use a little bit more leg next time.
Well, you're all upper body on that one.
This one up and in for Powers. Her first point of the evening. Over to Taylor Gallion, now back outside to Presley. She pulls a three, shot no good. There's Almond for the stick. And it's up again, no good. And a foul is going to be called. And it looks like it's going to be on Powers.
David Almond came from the perimeter to rebound that basketball. She was standing on the other side of the court behind three-point territory. And when Sheridan put the shot up, Almond hits the first of her two from the stripe. She went crashing to the boards and no one turned to look to box anyone out and she went right between two defenders for an easy rebound. Really misses the second one. Rebound down to the Lady Knights but stolen away by Lewis. Lewis kicks it out to James. James gets it to Sheridan Presley as they set up the offense.
Presley outside now. Kicks it over to James. James on that right wing looking inside. Buck up top to Gallion. Gallion pump fake over to James. James another pump fake up top to Presley. Presley looking inside. Quick dribble. Crow hop now over to James. Pisgah, I think, just running the offense right here. Now over to Presley, inside to Almond. Almond goes up in traffic. Shot no good. She hits the deck. And like you were saying, on that last possession, when North Henderson trying to rebound the basketball, the two inside ladies for North Henderson, that would be Pryor and Powers, they just turned around and stuck their hands up. They didn't put a body on anybody. Almond missing the first of her two foul shots, and Pisgah still out to a commanding lead, 42-27 here in the fourth. 4:14 left to play. Second one up, no good. Powers for the rebound. Outside to Maddox. Maddox looking inside, picks up a dribble over to Israel. Israel is senior on this North Henderson team. Now over to Maddox. Maddox looking inside. Pump fake. Passed it inside to Sargent. I think that was a good pass. Sargent just couldn't hold on to it.
Yeah, she was there ready to score. I think maybe that's what she was thinking about. Right through her hand. 3:55 left.
Presley with the basketball. Now over to James. James looking inside, pass over to Taylor Gallion. Gallion pump fake outside to Presley. Presley holding the ball high above her head. No one really coming out to test a shot. Presley standing there. This time she gets it. And pump fake again. Picked off by Sargent. Sargent dribbling down that left side. Stops, puts up a shot, and she's going to be fouled by Taylor Gallion. And that'll be Taylor Gallion's fourth foul, third of this period. Of this half.
Yeah, hustling back to contest the layup, but in a close game, you'd be concerned with that foul total.
Sargent's first shot's up and good. That gives her four on the evening. All four of those coming here in this second half. She hit a three earlier.
Looks like Reed and Taylor Gallion, Micah James and Taylor Gallion checking out. I know Reed came in. And
Brooklyn Gallion came in. There's Gallion sisters looking at me.
Gallions everywhere.
So identical.
There's Gallions and Gallions.
That was a good one. Sargent shot up and good. Gives her five on the evening. And Caldwell subbing in for her. Pisgah lead, 42-29. 3:28 left to play here in the fourth. Presley just want to set out in the backcourt, hold the basketball. Caldwell coming out to defend her, and a foul going to be called on Caldwell. And Presley going to go to the line, seeing as how that's 10 fouls on North Henderson there in the double bonus.
Double bonus, two shots. Give them credit, they did come out to force the issue and not let the Sugar Bears just dribble the time away. But in the last few possessions, they've stayed packed back in the zone and allowed them to pass it around the perimeter. Sheridan hits the first of her two in the double bonus.
Again, Black Bear Basketball is sponsored by Midwest Haywood, Ken Wilson Ford, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. The Single Stop Store is also Bojangles of Canton, Burger King of Canton, and Plus Linen Uniform Services and the Shepherd Insurance Group between Canton and Clyde. Some fine sponsors here of Pisgah High School Basketball. North Henderson with the ball over to Pryor. She gets it across half court, picks up her dribble over to Petrie. Petrie shot up, no good. Rebounded by James. Gets it away to Presley. Presley.
Something about the rim on that end, David. There's been a lot of shots down and out.
Must be a lid on the top of it. Almond with the basketball. Reed cutting back door. Almond now dribbling in, but she walks before she gets there. And I think she just took off a little bit too far from the rim that time.
Coach Holloway asking the ref about it. I think he thought she put the dribble down and she was turning the corner and then picked it up. But it was close.
Petrie picks up her dribble looking for someone to pass to. Caldwell's right there. And it's almost picked off by Reed, but Caldwell now with the basketball comes across half court, looking, spin move, extending the arm, trying to get some separation. Now she gets it away to Maddox. Maddox on that right corner, over to Pryor. Pryor, pump fake, pulls up, shot up and good for Cameron Pryor. That gives her nine on the evening. She leads all North Henderson scores with those 9 points.
2:15 left here in the contest, 13-point lead for the Sugar Bears.
Presley with the basketball gets free on the right side. Shot up, no good. Rebound fought for, controlled by North Henderson. And here comes Caldwell, but she has it taken away by Brooklyn Gallion. Gallion ahead to Reed. Reed looking, passes it up to Presley. Presley, pump fake, now dribbling. Crossover, top of the key. Presley just holding the basketball. North Henderson finally shifting into man-to-man. And Presley dribbling in, downside, inside pass to Waite. She puts it up and in. Leanne Waite, first points of the evening for her.
It was an old-school set shot from down there. She didn't have to move.
Petrie with the basketball, and looks like Coach Rhodes is going to call another timeout, so we'll take another quick break. You're listening to Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
We cherish the moments we watch our children and grandchildren grow. We vow to love, protect, and provide for them and all of their dreams. This is our promise. Secure their future no matter what.
Invest in life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Kathy or me, Sarah, with Shepherd Insurance Group, formerly Brock Insurance Agency. Remember our new name and let us serve you.
Shepherd Insurance Group, between Canton and Clyde.
After the North Henderson timeout, or I guess you couldn't really call it a timeout.
It's a phantom timeout. They didn't really want the timeout. They were just trying to sub some players, I think.
Looks like the ball comes in to Powers. Her shot's up, no good, but she's fouled, so she's going to the foul line. So Powers' first shot rattles in and out.
She really is stiff as a board.
Really needs to use her legs more. Just kind of, she kind of has a little bit of movement down there, but she doesn't bend her knees at all. No leg movement at all on this foul shot. Just kind of pushing it forward with her arms.
Just like the last time, she hits the second. 1:10 left.
McKenzie Gallion over to Thompson. Thompson pulls a three. Shot up, no good. Rebound fought for. There's McKenzie Gallion. She throws it out to Reed. Back to Thompson. Back to McKenzie Gallion. Now back to Thompson again. Pump fake. Thompson shot up, no good. Rebounded by Caldwell. Caldwell dribbling it down. Now over to Petrie. Petrie dribbling to her right. Over to number 33. Or is that 23? Can't really see.
I think
shot
it's 23.
Up. Shot
Savannah
up.
Morrow.
Shot up, no good. It's hard to see those numbers on those North Henderson jerseys. Black on black, and when they're in motion, can't really see it that way.
I believe it was 23 Morrow, but we have Powers back at the line. We were just critiquing her free throw motion.
All arms.
Gets the first one this time.
Wonder if she'll miss the second one.
Well, to be par for everything else she's done today. Because she doesn't bend her legs, it puts a lot of spin on the ball. Because it's like she's tossing it versus shooting it.
And it's up and good.
Lead down to 12 with 40 seconds left.
Over to Thompson. Thompson pulls another three. Shot no good. There's Reed for the board. She puts up a shot and banks it in. And Mariah Reed has been playing very well as of late. That's her first field goal here this evening, but she does have a pair of foul shots. But when she was playing Franklin the other night in that conference tournament, she had 11 points. And Mariah Reed converting, that gives her 5 on the evening.
Sometimes it's just your teammates having the confidence to get you the ball at the right times, too.
Petrie with the basketball, 27 seconds left here to play in this fourth quarter. Pisgah leads 49-34. Petrie inside to Caldwell, quick shot, no good. Rebounded by Morrow. She dribbles out of pressure, 16 seconds left. Inside to Powers, her shot, no good. There's Reed for the rebound, 11 seconds left. Coming across half court and over to Thompson. Thompson looking in, pulls, shot, rattles in for Ashley Thompson. As time expires, Pisgah wins 51-34. And I'll give you the quick tallies here in a second as I get all these tallied up. And we'll start with North Henderson. He only had 6 players to score. And leading all those scorers was Cameron Pryor. She had 9 points on the evening. Following closely behind her, Israel Meredith with 7. Following her, also with 7, Joni Petrie, who had 7. Behind her, Ashley Sargent with 5. And Kristen Powers with 4. And then rounding out North Henderson scoring with 2 is Katie Bird. On the Pisgah side, 10 players to score for the Sugar Bears. Leading all scorers tonight with just 11 points is Sheridan Presley. She had a 3 there early in the game, but she finishes the night with 11. Following closely behind her with 7 is Kaylin Hanna, who I thought really played well there in that second half of basketball. And then following closely behind her with 6 was Kristen Allman and Mariah Lewis, who had all of her points in that first half. Following behind her, Reed with 5, James with 4, and then with 2 points apiece was Brooklyn Gallion and Leanne Waite, and Taylor Gallion with 3, and also Ashley Thompson with 2. So Pisgah advances to the second round in the North Carolina State playoff as they win 51-34. And now we'll kick it in to the Midway Report and getting some feed here. And it says we're just going to Skype through the Midway Report. And so I guess we're done here, Matt DeLosier. Sugar Bears win 51-34. And Terry should be joining you moments now from Shelby. And he'll have that varsity boys matchup, I guess. down there in Shelby.
The ninth-seeded Bears against the eighth-seeded Lions, I guess, of Shelby. Seems to be our nemesis in a lot of things, and a lot of people just really like to beat Shelby if you're from Kent.
I remember we beat them in basketball that year in 2008 when my team went to state. I played for Pisgah about 3 years ago. So
that was a
good game.
That was a great basketball game, and I'll be honest with you, as an onlooker and a sub-radio person, I think, that year, I'd done a few games, but not a lot. I think it was a shock after watching Shelby play that night before in that small gym. I don't even remember what gym that was in, but you guys had beaten the
team
before
We were at Wake Forest, or the team before that, in that small gym. Can we take a quick break, and we'll be
Let's
right back
a,
to talk
about
it. And we'll take a break. This is the Midway Report tonight, sponsored by MSI Food Services. You're listening to 920 WPTL Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
The Midway Report, brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton. And by MSI Cash and Carry, 1466 Smoky Park Highway in Candler. Proud supporters of Pisgah Bears Sports.
Attention all churches, MSI Cash and Carry in Candler is giving back to our community by saving churches 10% off all paid orders for your dinners and functions. Choose from over 10,000 items and save 10%. MSI Cash and Carry has served our area since 1973. So buy local, buy now, and save now. Call 667-9624, 667-9624. MSI Cash and Carry, 1466 Smoky Park Highway, Candler.
Welcome back now in a deserted Pisgah High School as myself, David Sowles, and along with my partner tonight, Matt DeLosier.
It's more like a real bear den.
More like a real bear
den,
yeah. It's nice
here
and quiet, ready for some hibernation. It is the middle of winter, so yeah. But like, if you were just now tuning in, Pisgah wins 51-34 here in this first round playoff in the North Carolina State playoffs as they took on North Henderson. And I was thinking it'd be really hard to beat the same team three times in a season, but Pisgah proven to do it. They did it to Smoky Mountain, and now they have done it to North Henderson. And they beat North Henderson 51-34.
Yeah, Pisgah seems to be able to overcome it on the boys' side, and the girls don't have a problem with pulling it off on their end. So a solid game. I think the shooting percentage is probably really low, and you'd like to get this one out of your system when it's not really a tight one. So I think you'll see the Sugar Bears shoot better in the next round.
I think we will too, and usually their perimeter has been playing very well as of late for the Sugar Bears, especially against Franklin, and we've seen against that zone, especially against the same type of zone that North Henderson ran. A lot of people have been giving Pisgah this 3-2 look with the middle person out on that perimeter to really make things hard, and Pisgah just passing the ball around the perimeter, being very patient, getting good shots, but like you were saying earlier, down on this left end, it looks like there was a lid on the basket. Just no one could get the basketball to go in the hoop tonight.
Several
on that
shots
side.
From the perimeter, layups, all kinds of shots from halfway in and back out. So not only did the Sugar Bears struggle, but the North Henderson team did as well.
And one thing that I thought was interesting is North Henderson, 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 3-pointers to Pisgah's 1, and I believe
it was
North
in the
Henderson,
first possession.
Yeah, North Henderson only took about 5 3-pointers the whole game, so they shot very well from the perimeter, but they just couldn't get anything mounted there in that second half to somehow make a comeback. They were down the whole time. I think the first quarter score is 17-9, and then Pisgah led in the second 27-11, then 38-23, and then at the final, 51-34. So Pisgah just outscoring them almost in every quarter, it seems like.
Yeah, the rebounding, we'll go ahead and go over those stats real quick. They out-rebounded North Henderson by 12, but really out-turnovered them, if you can say that. 24 turnovers for North Henderson and only 14 for the Sugar Bears. A very even 7-7. 7 turnovers in the first half, 7 in the second half. And then blocks were 3-1 Gizga. So a lot of those are your hustle points or hustle stats where you're creating turnovers and beating them to rebounds as we saw the Sugar Bears doing. And in basketball, just about every night, every day that you're keeping a stat sheet, you can look at turnovers and rebounds and tell who won the ball game.
And I thought Kaylin Hanna did a good job there in that second period. She really came out and deflected a lot of balls there in that press, in that 3-2 press that Pisgah runs with her spearheading that at the front. She really got a lot of turnovers. I thought she played well. We saw her good hustle play down there at the other end to go from volleyball line to baseline very quickly and knock the ball out of bounds. So Pisgah's defense, I think, is really key to how they play. They like to get a lot of turnovers, really run in transition and play that way. So they, a lot of turnovers that Pisgah makes turns into points for them.
We've seen this, I think, if you follow basketball, especially if you come here and watch Pisgah. A few years ago, Coach Holloway started using this defense, and a lot of teams do this now. I don't know who to give credit to, but they put a longer, skilled player out on top of the zone. And I can't say that it's been around that long, because I don't think I've known it.
I don't think it has been.
And I guess the advantage there, of course, the length on defense to be able to tip balls and to make passes more difficult, but also when the turnover happens, you've got a highly skilled player right out there on the point ready to go to the rim. And so it's almost like they've extended that half-court 3-2 zone that he used when Bailey Woods was here. It was one of the first time I really remember him doing it consistently on defense. And then it's almost like they're stretching that out into a press. It's a 1-2-2 type press. But it really looks like that 3-2, that length out top. And if it's going to work in the half court, it's working great in the full court, too. So.
And I think the boys do that well, too. They put Nick Mamorelli out there in the front of that. And then you have Matthew Emmon or Jesse Anderson and Roy McClure on one of those two sides with Coulter Burris and Tyler Singleton down low in those two bottom slots. And it makes that 3-2 defense very hard to penetrate through, especially with those two good rebounders of Coulter Burris and Tyler Singleton down there in the bottom. And then one thing that I noticed the other night that we were talking about is as soon as that shot goes up, on the opposing team, you have that guy breaking on the weak side directly on the other end because you have pretty good confidence that Tyler Singleton and Coulter Burris want to get that rebound and kick it ahead to the wide-open player. So I think Pisgah will be able to do that tonight, maybe against Shelby, try and slow down a little bit of that transition basketball because you know Shelby likes to run and gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's their name of the game down there. It was a very well-attended game tonight for the Sugar Bears. The lower section of the gym was full. The top section probably half full or close to it. Shelby being a little bit of a drive for a night after work. I'm sure we'll be well represented there. Pisgah travels well. I always like to tell the story about the Charlotte Catholic guys in football who were always rooting for Pisgah in the playoffs to have to come there and play because they loved how many people they brought. Their concessions were, they said, when Pisgah comes, it's the best night of concessions of the year. because Pisgah travels so well. So kudos to Pisgah Nation for supporting these teams wherever they end up playing.
Well, we'll take another quick break, and we'll be right back. And this is the Midway Report here at MSI Food Services, and you're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Attention all churches, MSI Cash and Carry and Candler is giving back to our community by saving churches 10% off all paid orders for your dinners and functions. Choose from over 10,000 items and save 10%. MSI Cash and Carry has served our area since 1973. So buy local, buy now, and save now. Call 667-9624. 667-9624. MSI Cash and Carry, 1466 Smoky Park Highway, Candler.
I feel bad because me and Matt are sitting here laughing it up. We're having a good old time. There's nobody really in the gym. It's just kind of us sitting here.
Do we still archive these games at WPTL?
I think we do still archive these games.
Well, if they're archived online, I want to go ahead and say this, that Terry Shin has been loyal to Pisgah basketball for a long time.
20-plus years.
And has never been given a nickname proper. And so I came up with this and copy of this if we archive the Midway Report. You are now Terry kicked in the shins. instead of just Terry Shin. We love you, brother, wherever you are. I guess you're in the Lions den tonight. So
yeah, you are.
We'll be listening to you in about 33 minutes.
So yeah, but again, Pisgah winning here at home in this first round playoff game, 51-34, and Terry will take it away here in about 30 minutes or so down in Shelby. And he'll give you that boys game. It should be an exciting matchup. It's always a great game to play Shelby, and it's especially exciting when Pisgah and Shelby play. A little bit of rivalry going on there, as Matt said earlier. But from the Bear Den, Pisgah wins 51-34. I guess we're done for the night, Matt.
We are. Thank you, David, for having me.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Always a joy having Matt Delosier alongside. And we hope to see you soon. The Pisgah varsity girls will have another playoff game. I'm sure we'll cover that. I don't know when that will be or what time it will be, but it'll be live here on 920 WPTL and also live on the internet at WPTLradio.net. Again, we are thanking you from Pisgah High School for tuning in tonight. I urge you to tune in for that boys matchup coming up in about 30 minutes. Also, a big thank you to Tim Hodges and Linda Reck and Bill Reck there at 920 WPTL for making this broadcast possible. Also, a fine thank you to our sponsors at Ken Wilson Ford, Single Stop, Midwest Haywood, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Bojangles, Burger King of Canton. Also, the Shepherd Insurance Group between Canton and Clyde, and Plus Linen Uniform Services. We have some very fine sponsors.
Ken Wilson Ford.
Ken Wilson Ford.
I don't think you mentioned them.
Did
on top,
I? No. Well, Ken Wilson Ford also. And we bid you a pleasant evening from Canton, North Carolina. Hope you can join in to listen to that Shelby game if you're not already headed in that direction. And for Matt Delosier and myself, David Stiles, have a pleasant evening and God bless.
It's time for game two in our double header here on AM 920 WPTL. The Sugar Bears defeated North Henderson 51-34 earlier this evening, and now we're going to take you to Shelby High School, where the Black Bears take on Shelby tonight. Terry Shin has the call.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to high school basketball. You've heard one game already here on WPTL, the Sugar Bears winning in the first round state tourney playoffs over North Henderson 51-34. And now we are in Shelby, North Carolina. This is Terry Shin and son Evan standing by. And I know Matt Delosier, you and David Stiles are standing by your radio dials right now, just completing that Pisgah girls game. And you're probably really interested in what's going on down here in Shelby. Well, the players are just finishing their warm-ups, and we're preparing to announce the starting lineups for these two teams. Pisgah visiting Shelby to play the Golden Lions. Very similar records. Both teams have won 14 games this season. Should be a real interesting pairing between these two teams. Shelby does have an interesting injury or illness, which affects their starting five, and we'll talk about that and more when we return to Shelby High School. Stay tuned, folks. State playoff action coming your way right here on 920 WPTF.
People have been talking about Fat Buddy's beef brisket barbecue. Still slow cooked and basted right. Still in the flavor just like great-grandpa Buddy'd have it. Another thing. Just as much effort goes into getting the vegetables and fixing done right as anything else. So it's all food so good it'll make you squoil. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Back to Shelby High School, where the visitors from Pisgah are being announced. In the lineup, they are the lower seed, although both of these teams have very similar records. Pisgah with a, 18-6 record. Shelby with a 16-5. So Pisgah's lost more games by one, but they've won two more. You'd almost think that Pisgah would be the higher seed. However, they formulate all of that. Pisgah, the visitor tonight. Matthew Inman starting, as well as Tyler Singleton. That is senior Warren McClure, the third senior to start. Nick Mamarelli, the fourth senior to start. And Coulter Burris, the fifth senior to start. So five seniors starting for Pisgah. So a lot of experience and leadership right there with this 18-game winning Pisgah Bear team. For the Golden Lions of Coach Audrey Hollifield, for Shelby. Gabe DeVoe, sophomore, will be starting. Dante Falls, he's a junior. A senior, Daylon Fuller. And two juniors, Cedric Cannon and Antoine, pardon me, and Spencer Clark. There's a changeup in their lineup. They had a 6'5" wing man who they really depend on heavily to handle the basketball. Even though he's 6'5", he does most of the ball handling chores, a guy named Chris Ray. And he is out with a severe bout of the flu tonight and will not dress. So Chris Ray is out, and that really affects the starting five for Shelby. So we'll see how much it affects. Shelby seems to average about 2 or 3 inches taller as we look down the floor, Evan. Especially look at Matthew Inman here, number 3 for Pisgah. He's got to be a foot shorter than the guy that's on him, Gabe DeVoe. We are preparing to jump center. State playoff action underway from Shelby, and it's tipped away by Shelby but controlled by Inman of Pisgah. So Pisgah will have their first chance at offense. Inman is doubled up, and now McClure receives the pass right in front of us here. McClure has to dribble away from a double team, gets free from about the free throw line, and he throws it deep into the corner, and the first shot of the game is scored good by Tyler Singleton, and it's good for 3. Here is DeVoe on the other end. DeVoe from the point works against Mamorelli for Pisgah, throws it deep to Fuller, back out to DeVoe. They work it inside the paint, a soft jumper, partially blocked, put up by Falls, rebound by Falls, no good, and finally Burris for the rebound, full pull for Pisgah. Shelby comes up empty-handed on their first possession as McClure on the other end puts a floater up. It is no good, rebounded by the Golden Lions, big number 44, Spencer Clark. On the other end, transition bucket is up and good by DeVoe. So it's 2-2. Pisgah a little trouble getting it into McClure. Now he gets by his defender into front court. Quick pass in the corner to Singleton. He hit a 3 from there a moment ago. Misses this one. Burris to clear, and it's out to Mamorelli. Fast-paced ball game. Mamorelli has it knocked away by DeVoe, and this guy has got some quick hands. He's a big guy with some quick hands, and DeVoe all the way, coast to coast. Layup is good. Around the world one time before it fell through. And DeVoe has all 4 of the Shelby points, and it's 4-3. Pisgah, their third chance on offense, as McClure outside the arc and hit from everywhere, finds Inman underneath, shot is up, it will not count, and there's a foul on the floor. They're gonna wave the shot away, but Inman scored. Oh, they do count. Do they count Inman's shot? Did they count it?
I don't think so. They haven't put the points on the board yet.
Fouls on Fuller, his first. No, the foul's on the floor. They did not count the bucket. And Pisgah will get the ball in. Mamorelli fakes the 3. Burris up strong underneath. Uses that glass wisely on the right side. And big Burris, his first field goal. And it's 5-4. Pisgah with a 1-point lead. And the ball's knocked out of play by Inman. It'll be Shelby basketball. 6 minutes left in the first period. We are just underway. North Carolina High School Athletic Association first round state playoffs from Shelby. And the ball knocked away, last touch by a Golden Lion. Pisgah takes over following a Shelby turnover. It'll be Mamorelli working against DeVoe across the timeline. They try to get it to Burris, knocked away by Falls. And Burris clobbered a little bit on the arm, and he says he's okay. Mamorelli with the end to McClure, across to Inman, finds himself open. He's double teamed. He'll have to get it out of there to Mamorelli. He'll fire from outside. Back to Inman, taken away by DeVoe. Long pass down the floor to Falls. Falls barely in control, but he fires from 10. No good. Singleton, and I think Falls was over his back. And that's the call. Dante Falls with his first foul. That is 2 team fouls on the Golden Lions. So Pisgah with 5:16 on the clock, leading by 1 point. McClure across the timeline, backs away from a double up, puts it up with the right hand, no good, and there is up high is Spencer Clark, and he's a key rebounder, I can tell already, for these Golden Lions. 5-4 Pisgah lead. Bounce pass in the corner. Shot, follow away jump, no good by Fuller. Rebound Pisgah. Singleton to McClure. 4:53 remaining in the first period. Not quite halfway through the first. Man-to-man defense by the Golden Lions as it goes to Matthew Inman. Gets by his man and loses his dribble down low. Has to put it up. Forces a shot over the glass completely. Tried to get it by big Spencer Clark. What is the height on number 44, Spencer Clark?
He is 6'4".
Is that all? Boy, you couldn't prove it by me.
6'4 and 215 pounds.
He's a wide load. Looks like a 6'6". 230. Shot by DeVoe straight away. It'll be a three-pointer if it goes. Nope, not there. A little strong. Burris pulls the rebound down for Pisgah. So both teams cold shooting here in the last minute or so. Ball goes to the corner. Three-pointer is up and in by Tyler Singleton, and that is 2 3-pointers for the big guy. He's got 6 of the 8 Pisgah points, and it's 8-4. 4:05, ball on the floor. Pisgah takes it away. They try to get it to Falls, and it couldn't handle the pass. Jesse Anderson is in the lineup. Bullets a pass to Singleton. Fakes a three, goes up for two, and it's knocked out of the sky by Spencer Clark, the guy we just mentioned. Big guy, 6'4", but I tell you, he jumps like he's a 6'6". The block looked real clean, but a whistle stops the action, and they whistle Spencer Clark for a personal foul. I tell you, it was right in front of us here, and it looked like a clean block. A break for Pisgah as Singleton will go to the free throw line to shoot two.
First one is good.
7 points for Tyler Singleton. And I know, Evan, you've only seen a couple of Pisgah games this season. You're kind of you've been following the Madison Patriots, I know, but when Tyler Singleton has a good game, it's usually a good night for Pisgah as a team. And he is starting off on fire. Second free throw is not there. And Gabe DeVoe clears the board for the Golden Lions. And DeVoe goes all the way up, misses the shot. Coulter Burris grabs him on the way up. It was either Burris, actually also Mamorelli was there. The foul goes to Nick Mamorelli. Gabe DeVoe has all 4 of the Shelby Golden Lion points so far. And he misses the front end of the free throw. Spencer Clark out. And Antoine Burris, who may even be a taller guy. He's 6'5". He is. He's a little taller. Comes and replaces him. Both free throws are missed. Rebound Burris. Outlet pass to Jesse Anderson, the sophomore. Low to Mamorelli. Tries to get it to Burris. Knocked away. You can't pass over the Shelby defense. I'll tell you, these guys' arms are too long. It's picked off. We go the other way. Pisgah turnover. And it goes to DeVoe. Down low on the baseline. Drive. Shot is up and good by number 23. That's Hillman. They told me Hillman would be one of the first players off the bench. He's just checked in. I can see why he's one of the first off the bench. Baseline drive looked good. Jesse Anderson gets a pass over to McClure. McClure, a little dribbling exhibition. Double team, triple team. He gets by, loses his dribble, has to give it up to Mamorelli. Fires from outside. Good. And it's good for 3. Yes. Perimeter shooting for Pisgah is on target here. They lead it 12-6.
Pisgah 3-for-3 on the three-point line tonight.
100% is a good average. Ball comes into Fuller. Fuller shot is up. Miss. He is fouled by Tyler Singleton. So a couple of free throws coming for Dante Falls. First foul on Singleton and the second on Pisgah. Falls' free throw is good. He is the third Golden Lion to score. And he can bring Shelby to within 4 if he can get the second free throw. Shot is up. He misses, but there's a rebound by Fuller. Now Fuller's shot is up, and it is good from outside. You don't like to see that happen. Bisgus should have been blocking out somewhere there. Somehow Fuller got in, and the Jesse Anderson pass intended for Inman is taken away on the other end to Bowe, and there's a goaltending call on Burris, and that was for Colter Burris a good call. So we'll give 2 points to DeVoe, even though the ball didn't go in, but Burris was over the rim and knocked it away. 12-11, Pisgah's lead down to only one. Anderson across the timeline. Pisgah will have to watch those passes. It comes into Tatham, who's in. Tatham's shot is good. The freshman on the baseline right in front of us. We've got a table right on the end line of the Pisgah goal here in the first half. 14-11. Pisgah steals. It's Anderson, and it's taken right back by DeVoe. Pass underneath. Shot up. Good by Washington. Antonio Washington in his supporting role off the bench, and Pisgah's lead is back to one again. Anderson across the midline. Bounce past the Tatham, who's double-teamed, gets it to McClure. Goes around that left side. McClure, bank shot. Oh, not there. Tip in, not there. And rebound, and McClure is going to be called for fouling Antoine Burris. That is the first one on McClure. The third team foul will not be a shooting foul for the Golden Lions. And Gabe DeVoe, who's played just an excellent first quarter, goes to the bench to rest with a minute 34 to go. Ball comes into Washington. He'll bring it with the right hand across the midcourt. The big Shelby S in the middle of the floor. Back to Falls. Left hand, little scoop shot by Dante Falls is good. And Shelby takes the first lead of the night for them, and it's 15-14. First lead for Shelby with a minute 17 coming here in the first period. Looks like we got an evenly matched ball club here. Ball comes into Anderson. Has to do some fancy dribbling to get past his man. He's double teamed. Finds Mamorelli. Layup with the left is good. But Nick Mamorelli, I mean, nobody defended him and got him. Once he got by his man, Shelby's defense was lost. Nobody, I mean, the lane was wide open. So Pisgah back with a one-point lead. Ball comes into Washington. Back to Falls. This time he uses the right hand. This guy obviously can go either way. Dante Falls uses the right hand this time. He uses the left last. And Shelby goes in the lead by one. Anderson for Pisgah trying to get down low in the lane is fouled by number 24, Daylon Fuller. That is two fouls on the senior for the Golden Lions. Anderson will inbound for Pisgah with 37 seconds on the clock. Pisgah down by 1 point. Tatham standing tall inside. Puts on a screen and gets McClure open. Fakes a three. Now fires from the arc, and it is in and out of there. His shot is not on. Rebound DeVoe. DeVoe runs into McClure, and they both collide and go down hard. It's going to be a blocking foul on McClure, I believe.
That is two on McClure.
That's big. You don't want McClure to pick up a risky third one here with only 28 seconds on, so they put him on the bench, and Dalton Scott replaces him. Scott on DeVoe, 26 seconds. Shelby's up by one, and they have the ball right now. Ball goes down to the right wing. Little dribble by Hillman. Goes up strong and scores. Hillman for two. It's 19-16. Pisgah with 12 seconds. They got plenty enough time to score as it goes to Scott. Looks up at 8-6 on the clock. Somebody will have to move here. 5 seconds. It's back to Jesse Anderson. He'll fire from a deep three, and it's a brick of a shot off to the right. So the first quarter is history. We'll go back for some important words from our... And Pisgah 16. This is state playoff basketball on 920 WPTL.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union.
Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Lush Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Pizzo's going to have to control the ball a little bit better here. They're passing a little erratic at times in the first quarter. They had 6 turnovers. How many did the Lions have, Evan?
Lions only had 2 turnovers in the first quarter.
Well, it's still right here. They throw it away. They throw it away on the inbound, so Pizzo will get it back, trailing by 3 as we go right into the second period. To Inman, now McClure. Across the big Shelby S in the middle of the floor. Back to Inman. Breaking on his man. To Burris. Burris goes up strong and he's fouled by Clark. That is 2 on the big Spencer Clark, 6'4". Burris had to work hard and found himself actually too far under the basket. Was in a really bad place to shoot, and it's probably a good thing he was fouled. I don't think he could have been able to get a clear shot away from where he was. And with those 2 fouls, Spencer Clark will go to the bench. And as before, Antoine Burris, 6'5", replaces him. Both free throws are missed by Burris, so it's still 19-16. Shelby with the lead as DeVoe rebounds. And we go the other way for the Golden Lions. DeVoe outside. The ball over to Cannon, who's in the lineup. Misses his shot, falls, takes it off the rim, puts it up, no good, and there's a foul on the second rebound. Falls missed the shot. Foul on Pizga. Probably Burris, but I'm not sure. It is on Coulter Burris. But Dante Falls was in the process of trying to tap the ball in, so he'll get a couple of free throws. First one is good. A little bit of iron there, but Dante Falls has 6 of the Shelby 20 points. It's 20-16, and he gets the second one. This one's a little prettier and goes straight through. So Pizga now down by 5, 21-16, McClure. Aiming to change that as he finds Inman's open under. Inman has the ball blocked away by Burris, who is way taller than Matthew Inman. Now Shelby in control as Dante or Gabe DeVoe across the free throw line. Missed the shot, rebound by Singleton. He's double teamed down there. Gets it out to McClure though. McClure guarded by Burris. Gets by him easily. Now Hillman. From the far side, shot put up by Singleton. He made 2 earlier, but he misses that 3-point attempt. And on the other end, it's DeVoe. Shot up, no good. Shelby likes to run the ball, and now there's a foul, a whistle again. It's going to be a Pizga foul on the rebound attempt. And again, it's on Coulter Burris. That's 2 quick fouls for Pisgah's big man. And we see Thomas Tatham preparing probably to check in for Burris. Tatham, a good man to rely on, but he's a freshman. So the senior Burris goes out, and the freshman Tatham comes in the Pizga lineup. Free throw was good by Hillman. So 22-16, and both free throws are good. And Shelby's free throws taking their toll as they move out to a 7-point lead, 6-21. Remain here in the second period. Pizga comes across that mid-court stripe. It is McClure. Stops. Pumps it from outside. No good. Inman trying to get that board. Tatham finally comes away with a stand-up. Now to McClure. Gets by one man, 2. Puts it up. And his offense is a little off tonight. That one's off to the right. And it's rebounded by Shelby. It is Fuller on the other end. And McClure goes for a steal. Got it. But momentum takes him out of play. Tatham reaches down and helps McClure back to the standing position. He was horizontal there for a while, and he will take a rest as Anderson will replace him. Comes in to DeVoe. DeVoe misses the shot. Singleton rebounds. He'll dribble across the timeline. To Anderson, just about stolen away. They find Tatum. Pardon me, that's Mamorelli underneath. Nobody's on him, and Nick Mamorelli for his third field goal. He's got seven. Brings Pizzigas to within five as a shot is up and good by Hillman. And Hillman has come off the bench and has really sparked this Golden Lion team. He's got 8 points. Taken away by Hillman. Now to the hands of Fuller. Here come the Golden Lions running. Now they stop the offense. Underneath they find somebody open. It is a baseline shot. No good. Rebound Shelby, and I tell you, the Golden Lions are controlling their offensive board. And a foul again on Pisgah. As Falls goes to the free throw line. Fouls on Thomas Tatham. First free throw is good by Dante Falls. The last 3 points for him have come from the free throw line. And Evan Pizza's got to do it better on the defensive board.
Yeah, they're getting out-rebounded. The Lions have 14, and Pizzah only has 8 rebounds tonight.
And I'm not sure how many of those rebounds for Pizzah were defensive rebounds, because Shelby's getting too many second and third shots. And the Golden Lions steal a shot a little bit slow to Inman. And that steal and in transition gave DeVoe up for his 7th and 8th point. Anderson having a little trouble. And he was pinched at about the half-court line. And this time it's going to be a Shelby foul. And those have been few and far between. Foul is on DeVoe, his first. The sixth team foul. Pizzah will be in the bonus free throw shooting situation from here on out in the first half. We got 4:47 left to play, but Shelby out to a big lead, 29-18. An 11-point lead. Their lead just grows and grows as McClure comes back in the lineup. Ball comes in to Singleton, and he loses the ball. Tried to dribble into the paint. Knocked away by Falls. Now DeVoe. DeVoe with a left hand. A little quick pass underneath on the baseline as Hillman was running that baseline, and DeVoe found him. And he scores from down there. And the Shelby Anderson looks deep in the corner to Mamorelli. Back to McClure. Fakes one way, goes the other. His shot is up, partially blocked, and it's into the wall. Pizzah ball. Timeout. This is the first timeout for Pizzah. We'll take a timeout break to hear from one of our sponsors. Pizzah down by a lot. 4:06 remaining in the half. We'll be back. Pizzah basketball on 920 WPTL.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pizzah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose. Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Pizzah will inbound, but they have only scored 2 points here in the second quarter. Evan, what's the run?
Shelby has gone on a 12-2 run in this quarter, and there's still 4 minutes left to go, so hopefully Pizzah can get back in the game here.
Anderson finds Tatham, puts it up strong. The freshman scores from straight away. Thomas Tatham with his second field goal. Pizzah back to at least within 11 now.
To what I recall, Tatham's the only one that scored in this quarter.
Is he the... Yeah, both buckets have come from the freshman. Underneath, baseline driving shot is no good. Second effort after he got his own rebound. And you got to think that should not be. Hillman misses his shot, gets his rebound, and puts it back.
Yeah, the Lions are getting a lot of second chance shots tonight. So, Pizzah should look into getting some good rebounds.
Shot rebounded by Anderson, up and good. Initial shot by Singleton from three-point range was not there, but right there was Jesse Anderson. So the sophomore and the freshman talent keeping Pisgah at least within striking distance. 3:04 and a half. Shot by DeVoe, no good. Anderson rebound for the Bears. Under 3 minutes to play, and a steal by DeVoe, and McClure gets it back and goes down to his knees. He's in trouble. Gets it to Singleton, and now Anderson. Deep in the corner to Tatham. Rarely fires from there, but he does, and it's an air ball. And long pass down the floor to DeVoe. He goes up, Tatham blocks it, and will collect a foul, but it was a good foul. He kept DeVoe from scoring what looked like an easy shot. Maybe he will not be fortunate from the free throw line. And for Tatham, that's foul number two. So it was actually a smart foul for Thomas Tatham, as Gabe DeVoe, a sophomore for the Golden Lions, on the free throw line. I tell you, the Golden Lions look pretty good with DeVoe and Falls handling the ball. They say that the injured player, Chris Ray, handled the ball most of the time. He's out with the flu. They said they were really going to miss him, but I don't see how, because his replacement has done remarkably well here. First free throw was good. Second one is also good. Puts the Shelby lead out to 13, 35 to 22. Pisgah, long pass to Anderson, deep to Tatham, will not try a perimeter shot this time, and he dribbles out of that, goes up, and he trips, and he falls down, and it's into the wall out of play. So Shelby basketball, leading by 13, with 2:25 remaining in the first half. The winner of this game will be on the road. We'll tell you about that in a little while. As Shelby back on offense, DeVoe gets the ball in the corner to Fuller, who's really dangerous. Shot from the perimeter, no good. Anderson chases down the rebound. Long pass down the floor to Inman, and it's intercepted by Hillman. Pisgah's passes have not been on target here in this first half. Shot up, no good. Second effort is in there by Burris, and he's fouled. They're going to count the basket.
The Lions tonight are 90% from the free throw line right now.
So their free throw shooting has really put them in the lead. On the other hand, Pisgah has only hit one free throw. I'm not sure how many they've attempted.
Four.
So they're only one for four. 25% shooting for the Bears from the line. The old-fashioned three-point play by Antoine Burris. He gets the free throw. He's got 3 points. 38-22. Pisgah down. And McClure's offense has not been present yet tonight. He has not scored. In the championship game last Friday, he scored 37. Here is Inman in trouble. Back to McClure. Puts on a fake. Shot up. And it's no good. It's too long. It's way too long. Leading pass in transition on the other end. No good. Shot by Burris, but he will go to the free throw line. Was that Burris or Hillman? No, Hillman, number 23. Shot by Hillman is no good, but he'll have another from the charity line. 38-22, Pisgah trailing here. A minute and a half remaining in the first half. This shot is good by Hillman. And he's got 13 points to lead the Golden Lions here in the first half. McClure to Jesse Anderson. Inside, shot no good by Brown. Outside, now a rebound. Inman almost gets it, but taken strong by Washington. Long pass down. Baseline driving shot and a collision as Dante Falls goes up for a shot, colliding with Singleton. So Tyler Singleton, that's two. We got two on Singleton, two on McClure, three on Colter Burris. Not good facts that you needed to know. First free throw is not very pretty, but falls through for Falls. And his last 5 points have come on free throws. And this one is good, too. So Falls has 11 points. The last six on free throws as Pisgah, down by more than they want to be, come up and fire a three. It is no good by Singleton. Tries to get his rebound, but no. DeVoe comes up with it. On the other end, a little crow hop. Shot up, no good. Scrap for the board between Anderson and Antoine Burris. And it's going to be a Pisgah foul. I don't think it was on Anderson. Let's see who they give it to. Brown is in there. He was over there, too. It is on McKinley Brown. This will put DeVoe on the free throw line. His last 2 points have come from the free throw line, and he gets this one. I tell you, the free throws.
They're killing Pisgah right now. They've made 14 free throws.
Here in the half. And they're ahead 42-22. They're ahead 20 points, now 21, as the second free throw is also good. It's going to be a tough one for Pisgah to come back in the second half. 44 seconds remaining in the first half. Inman loses his dribble, and he tries to get it to Anderson, and again, a pass taken away. Pisgah's passes have just been about a half a step off. A little slow, and it's in transition after the steal is shot up good by Burris on the other end away from us here. McClure quickly back, 24 seconds on the clock, and his shot has just been off tonight. Rebound by DeVoe, 18 seconds. Back to DeVoe, shot is up and good by Gabe DeVoe. 14 points for him, and the Golden Lions are just out of control. Pisgah out of control in a different way. It's McClure's shot. No good. Rebound by Brown is up, and they say Brown was fouled by DeVoe. 2.8 seconds on the clock. A disastrous first half for the Pisgah Bears, trailing 47-22. Brown, a sophomore, hits a free throw. That's only the second free throw that Pisgah has hit here in the first half. I'm sure you're going to give us the percentage in a minute. We'll wait till McKinley's shot. Brown's shot is up, spins in and out of there. So they've hit, what, 2 out of 6?
Yep. 2 out of 6.
Time runs out here in the first half. And we'll give you the gory details here in a moment. Stay with us, folks. This is NCHAA Western Regional Playoff Action, first round, featuring Pisgah and Shelby, live from Shelby, North Carolina. Pisgah goes to the dressing room with their tails and heads hanging low, trailing 47-23. We'll return in a moment. This is Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Things are really buzzing around Midwest Haywood, Midwest Harris, and Midwest Swain. It's all about Busby Wellness. He has rock-hard abs and a smile that brightens the room when he enters. Busby Wellness is the new wellness mascot for Midwest Health System. Buzz's motto is, be well, be fit. It's a natural slogan for Midwest Wellness Program. After all, bees are industrious and work together for the wellness of their colony. So Buzz is now prepared to put some fun in a serious message to remind everyone good nutrition and regular physical activity can help lower the risk of many chronic diseases. You'll spot Buzz at MedWest screenings and events, and he's available for appearances at civic clubs, schools, and special events that promote health and fitness. To invite Buzz, call 452-8088. Buzz B Wellness, 452-8088.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Back to Shelby High School, Terry Shin and son Evan bringing you play-by-play of the Pisgah Bear and Shelby Golden Lion basketball game. And Evan, I'll tell you, Pisgah's passes are not necessarily bad, but their passing is in at the speed of sound, which normally is pretty good. But Shelby's defense is like the speed of light. These guys are so quick, and Pisgah, so many of Pisgah's passes were picked off, and a lot of those picks in transition turned into baskets on the other end for the Golden Lions.
Yeah, Pisgah had 11 turnovers to the Shelby's 3 turnovers.
11-3. And, I don't think we kept the exact, but I know a lot of those Pisgah turnovers turned into baskets for the Golden Lions on the other end. We'll get the rebound stats from you in a minute. I know you have those. But in the first quarter, folks, Pisgah led most of the first quarter. In the closing 50 seconds, they did fall behind. At the end of the first quarter, Pisgah was down 3 points, 19-16. Then disaster struck, and Shelby caught on fire, sparked by DeVoe, and also Hillman off the bench ended up coming in and scoring 13 points. But also, as we mentioned, so many Pisgah turnovers turned into baskets for the Golden Lions, and the Bears only scored 7 points in the second period. And the Golden Lions scored 28. So what I was seeing was Pisgah's got to change the way they're passing the basketball. They've got to have more quicker, solid passes to players, and maybe the players have to be open a little bit better than what they're getting. Maybe that's the answer. But it does look like Pisgah's passing a normal pass to a lightning-fast ball club here at Shelby. And also, the Golden Lions were getting a lot of second and third shots on offense as Pisgah was unable to keep them boxed out. Those are the two things I saw. What about the rebounds?
Shelby had 22 rebounds to Pisgah's 11. So they pulled down every single rebound. I mean, they had second to third chance shots at the other end, and they had almost every time when they shot the ball, every single one of Shelby's players were around the hoop trying to get a rebound. And they're a much taller team too, and they got most of the rebounds.
They are taller, and I'm trying to remember. Pisgah had very few offensive rebounds, and maybe even none. I'm trying to remember. After they shot the ball, it seems like if they missed, Shelby had the rebound just about each and every time.
I think they had a couple, but the couple were like fights for the ball.
Yeah. Well, the Bears have their job put out to it. They're definitely going to have to do a better job on the boards, and they're capable, folks. Pisgah's not out of the woods yet. They are a second-half ball club. That Shelby's on a home court. They've got their home fans behind them, and they've got some very quick and tall, talented athletes here in their club. It's going to be tough. Pisgah's passes and rebounds are going to have to improve. We'll see what happens. We'll be back in a moment. This is Bear Basketball coming your way on 920 WPTL.
Bojangles presents It's Bow Time, Rule 22. If you're in trouble, yell It's Bow Time instead of help. People are more likely to show up if biscuits are involved. Rule 23, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits are served hot and fresh all day long. That's not a rule, that's just how we roll. Hurry to Bojangles now for our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits, made with hardwood smoked bacon, lightly folded eggs, and American cheese, all on a made-from-scratch biscuit. Get two for just $3. Bojangles, It's Bow Time.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stuff. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
North North Carolina High School Athletic Association Western Regional Playoffs in Shelby, North Carolina. Welcome aboard, folks. Terry Shin and son Evan courtside here in Shelby, where Shelby is just wiping the floor up with the hometown Bears right now. I don't want to make it sound grim, but I'm trying to tell you exactly what it looks like from our vantage point down here at Shelby. But Pisgah has a long road to go here to get back into this thing. They trail 23-47 here at the half. The winner of this game will play the winner between Maiden and Ashe County, a game being played right now as we speak. And just looking at their records, I'm gonna predict that Ashe County is probably going to be the victor. Ashe County won 22 games this season. They've got a 22-2 record. They're playing Maiden, who only won 9 games this year. So you would think, unless something is really crazy up in Ashe County, that Ashe County will be the winner, and they will play the winner of this game between Shelby and Pisgah. And this one ain't over yet, folks. The Bears have a lot of talent. They've got the guns. And, you know, we also have not heard from Rory McClure. This is a rare game, maybe the only one this season, or at least maybe there was one other one where McClure did not score in the first half. He has not scored here in the first half. Tyler Singleton has 7. Nick Mamorelli also 7 points. Tatham off the bench. Thomas Tatham has 4. A couple of field goals for him. Colter Burris on the bench a lot of the time. He has 3 fouls and only 2 points here at the half. 2 for Jesse Anderson and a free throw there toward the end by McKinley Brown. For the Golden Lions, 14 points for Gabe DeVoe. He's a sophomore. Dante Falls, 7 of his points from the free throw line, and had to knock a basketball away there. He has 11 points here at the half, and 13 for Wesley Hillman, also off the bench. 5 for Burris, and Daylon Fuller had 2 here at halftime. So no points for McClure, only 2 for Jesse Anderson, and Colter Burris having a lot of trouble getting some inside points. Only 2 points here at the half. So that's what Pisgah is laboring against in the first half. As they break huddle to go to the floor, their spirits look good. And that's a positive thing. And now Shelby comes onto the court, so we are just about to get underway. The Pisgah faithful, a little sad looking right now, seeing their team trailing by more points than they really want to admit. But it looks like 60, maybe 70 Pisgah faithful fans made the trip to Shelby. About a 2-hour plus journey for people in Haywood County. So we are ready to start the second half of play. We'll see if Pisgah can do better on the rebounds as they start action by Fuller. McClure across that timeline. Hillman working on him defensively. Now they switch off, and it's Clark. Shot from outside, no good, and McClure chases down the rebound, gets it somehow, reaches way outside, pulls it in. Cross-court pass to Singleton. Finds Burris underneath. That's Mamorelli, and it's goaltending. They'll give the points to Nick Mamorelli. Goaltending on Burris. So 30 seconds into the half, Pisgah 25, Shelby 47. Shot put up from outside, no good, and Pisgah's board work is looking a little bit better already as Colter Burris nabs the missed shot. To McClure, quick pass across the way, and Mamorelli goes up with the right hand. It rims in and out of there. Rebound falls. Golden Lions on the run. They get down to the right wing. Singleton on top of Fuller, and they get the ball over to DeVoe. Back to Fuller. Gets by on a baseline and a block by Mamorelli. Down to Inman. Pisgah on the run, and Inman has to slow the offense up and wait for everybody else to catch up, and it's McClure. Driving shot is good. First points for McClure, and that's a positive indication right there. First points of the night for McClure, 27-47. The 25-point lead is now 20. And an interception by Pisgah, and already we're seeing a momentum switch back to Pisgah. They're going to have to stay that way the rest of the half.
Pisgah down by 20.
And, you know, I think the Golden Lions see the momentum has switched, and they call a timeout to slow the Pisgah machine down a little bit. It's 47-27. A short timeout will keep it here. But already, Pisgah's rebounding has looked stronger with just those two nabs that they got. Looks much stronger, and they intercepted and forced a turnover already. And even though Shelby is up by 20, they saw that Pisgah switch. They saw something change. And wisely, Coach Hollifield called timeout. Following the timeout. Let's see if it changes the momentum any as it comes into McClure. Gets a little bit of a pick from Singleton. He rolls down toward the baseline, but he's covered up there by Clark, so no action there. Now McClure takes the baseline, puts it up right hand, no good. There is Burris, goes up with the right, and it's good. That's another thing that we said we needed at halftime was more action from Burris inside if he could get open. Here's a three-point shot by Shelby's number 23, Wesley Hillman. And Hillman is still the team leader in scoring, and he was the number 7 man off the bench tonight for them. 50-29. Pisgah down by a lot. Spinning shot by Singleton. Scooper is no good, and rebound Shelby. Shelby's DeVoe. Down. Spencer up. No good. Rebound Burris. Spencer Clark couldn't follow through on what looked like an easy lay-in. It's Mamorelli across the timeline. He will go up with the right hand. No good. Inman tried to get the rebound off Mamorelli. It was rebounded by DeVoe, and DeVoe threw it into the foot of Mamorelli and out of play. It'll be Shelby ball. 5:28, third period. Things have slowed down after Pisgah really started off like gangbusters. Into the corner, three-point shot, no good. Air ball, partially blocked by Pisgah, rebounded by Singleton. McClure across the timeline. Behind the back dribble, now between the leg as he gets by one man, now two. Fires a three, and it's good. McClure with 5 points here in the first 3 minutes of the half. Good news for Pisgah. He scored 37 the other night. Be nice to have about 37 of those points here this evening against Shelby. Shot by Shelby, no good. Rebound by McClure. 4:48 on the clock. McClure quickly down the floor. He marches, gets by one man, now two. Gets a screen from Burris. Burris rolls low, but he's covered. McClure still has it. Singleton open from three. He lets go, and it is good. That is the third three-pointer for Tyler Singleton. And again, Shelby is a little worried about this momentum Pisgah is showing, and they call timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back. Pisgah basketball coming your way on 920 WPTF.
We cherish the moments we watch our children and grandchildren grow. We vow to love, protect, and provide for them and all of their dreams. This is our promise. Secure their future no matter what.
Invest in life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Kathy or me, Sarah, with Shepherd Insurance Group, formerly Brock Insurance Agency. Remember our new name and let us serve you.
Shepherd Insurance Group, between Canton and Clyde.
It'll be Shelby basketball coming out of the timeout. And Pisgah's on fire here to start the half.
Yeah, Pisgah's going on a 12-3 run right now. And they cut down their lead down to, I mean, cut the Lions lead down to 15. So
well, they led by 25 a while ago.
Yeah.
So this is a big inroad for Pisgah to come back to within 15. Shelby on the attack. DeVoe finds himself open, misses the shot, and there's Singleton for an important rebound. And again, Pisgah controlling the boards. They didn't do it in the first half. It is McClure open, layup up, not there. Burris was there for the tip-in, but there was a foul and a whistle before the Burris tip.
Pisgah with 7 rebounds already to Shelby's 2.
Well, that's an exact opposite of what we saw in the first half. Rebounds seem to be a big key in this ball game as McClure fires the first free throw good. And after a cold first half with no points, McClure has 6, now 7. As he gets the second free throw too. 50-37, a 13-point lead was 25 just a little while ago. We told you not to go away, folks. Pisgah's got the tools. Shelby on the attack right now. They get the ball inside. Taken away by Pisgah. Another fair steal. McClure on the other end. Fires. Layup no good. And Burris is over the back of DeVoe. And that will be four fouls on Colter Burris. And that is a big deal for Pisgah. And Burris will have to hit the sideline. Thomas Tatham replaces him. That is big, folks, because we've got a lot of basketball left, and our big guy with the senior experience just went to the sideline. 3:37 to go here in the third period. It's 50-37. DeVoe, a little dribbling exhibition as he gets the ball down on the right on the wing. They try to get it down low. Singleton fouls Fuller as he goes up for the shot. That is three on Tyler Singleton. That's also big. He'll stay in as Daylon Fuller will get the ball over top of Singleton, way outside to DeVoe. Fuller races to the sideline. DeVoe right through the Pisgah defense, found an opening. DeVoe, his first points of the half, but he's got 16 now, 52-37. Pisgah back on offense. It's the give and the go to McClure. He's in trouble as dribbles all the way through the baseline from one side of the floor to the other. Too far under to try to get the shot away. Inman is open. He fires. It's a two right inside the arc. And Matthew Inman, his first 2 points. Inman had a good night against Smoky Mountain Friday in the conference championship tourney. His first two right there. 2:46 remaining. And a steal by Matt Morelli. And he steps on the sideline after the steal. Golden Lions will get it back. 2:43 remaining third period. The momentum still is in favor of Pisgah, although the Golden Lions scored on their last possession. DeVoe, the sophomore, slowly comes across the timeline. Shelby can be careful with each and every possession. Really, they lead by so much here. And they're spreading the offense wide open. 2:27 on the clock. Inman just about goes for a steal. DeVoe gets it back. Blind side pass. A little bit off the mark. Back to DeVoe. DeVoe in the corner. Fuller's asking for it. Three-pointer not there. Up high for the rebound is Burris. And a shot no good by Falls. And a whistle will be a Pisgah foul, I'm sure. I didn't see who got him. It might have been Tatham. Let's see. No, it is Inman. Inman's second foul. Stepping to the free throw line as Dante Falls. Free throws really had Shelby in the ball game. That was really one of the two major reasons for their big lead in the first half was about 90% free throw shooting. A lot of free throws. One of two this time, but they get the rebound, and it's out of bounds off of Falls' fingers, and it's out of bounds to Pisgah. McKinley Brown comes over with a little sportsmanship hand to pick Falls up. But he gets up on his own power, and the ball comes in. Full court pressure as it comes into McClure. Now the Golden Lions fall back to half-court defense. Mamorelli to help out way outside. To Jesse Anderson, didn't see Jesse check in, but he's in there. The give back to McClure, shot is up, rims out of there, whistle, and this time a foul on Shelby. I think it's on Dante Falls. That will be two on the junior, Dante Falls, and McClure will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Free throw is good. Free throw shooting helped Shelby in the first half and actually hurt Pisgah. They hit only about a fourth of their free throws. Both of these are good by McClure, and he's got 9 points all here in the third period. Minute 45 to play, 53-41. It is a 12-point Shelby lead. Here is DeVoe, open from the free throw line. He fires. Nobody was open. Thought he wanted to pass it, but he fires. Pisgah rebound, McKinley Brown to Anderson. Now McClure, head fake. On the run, floater, he likes that shot, misses it. Holding his face, I think he was slapped across the nose. Foul is on DeVoe. That is three
on Gabe DeVoe. And he is the main ball handler and shooter, actually. He's got 16 points, too. McClure gets his fifth free throw in a row for Pisgah. If McClure can get it, and he does, the lead is only 10 for Shelby. The Golden Lions seem to be in a little trouble. I know they're up by 10, but they led by 25 in the latter part of the second quarter. Minute 15 to play here in the third, and a steal by Pisgah. Mamorelli leading past to Anderson in a little bit of trouble, and he tries to knock it off of a defender. He found himself out of control. There was nothing to do but throw it into a defender, and he missed the defender, so he ends up throwing it out of bounds. Pisgah, a little bit too much hustle that time. Not really faulting Anderson too much. Because after the steal, the pass wasn't good and solid. Here's a shot by DeVoe, no good. Rebound Tatham, just about had it stripped. Tatham still has it to McClure. McClure really being hawked by Washington there. But gets away from him, gets across half court, looking for somebody open. It is Tatham. Gives it back to McClure, bobbling the ball, and it goes out off of Tatham's fingers. You have got to have both hands on the ball against these Golden Lions. One hand will not do. Half a minute to play in the third period. Pisgah down by 10, but Shelby has the ball, and McClure body check Daylon Fuller as he went by him. And I'm pretty sure McClure is going to pick up foul number 3. So foul's a problem with Pisgah right now. Singleton, 3, McClure, 3, and Burris on the bench with 4. Ball comes into Shelby's DeVoe. Anderson nudges him a little bit. DeVoe gets by him. Mamorelli with a block. And he is going to be called for personal foul. The ball comes over to the broadcast table here, and we had to knock it away. Foul. I thought that was a good block. They did not call that on Mamorelli when he blocked it. They called it on Jesse Anderson. Must have been a little push or a block that we didn't see. So Gabe DeVoe has 4 points from the free throw line tonight. He'll have a couple more attempts right here. Misses this one. He has 16 points before his second free throw. 23 seconds left in the third period. And he misses this one. Rebound Pisgah. They'll have it. They could cut the lead to single digits if they can score here at the end of the third period. 17 seconds on the clock. Mamorelli in a little bit of trouble, and he is bumped a little bit by DeVoe, and they call him for a foul. That is 4 on Gabe DeVoe. And you know, Evan, that's got to be big because DeVoe handles the ball 90% of the time.
DeVoe with 16 points tonight. Tied for the leading scorer. Holloman, also the leading scorer. They both have 16 points for the Lions.
And you know, they put him on the bench with those 4. Gabe DeVoe goes to the bench. Who replaces him? Didn't see who came in. I guess it was Fuller. Fuller, no. 23. It was Hillman came back in. Hillman's another big gun, though. Pisgah inbounds, 5 seconds. McClure, open on the baseline, 2 seconds. Who will shoot? It'll be Tatham at the buzzer, and it's no good. We could have cut it to single digits, couldn't quite make it. We got another 8 minutes to play, but Pisgah on a big rally will return in a moment to playoff basketball, coming to you on 920 WPTL.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.
About that fat buddy's ribs barbecue, got a thing about that going green. Like Carolina chicken tender salad, or the chicken in the garden. Might try smoked turkey, beef or turkey, served on fresh garden greens. Take a trip on the green garden path, the green menu. Food so good it make you squeal. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Well, we ragged on Pisgah a little bit in the first half for only scoring 7 points in the second period. Pisgah held Shelby to only 6 in the third. They trail 53-43. Shelby back on offense here as we start the fourth quarter, and there's a whistle as the ball goes out of play. No foul. It's just a knocked out by Pisgah defender. I think it was McClure. Ball comes in. Hillman spins. Does not shoot over Tathan. And now Fuller. The ball comes back to Washington, who's in there. Back. The ball comes to Fuller, and it's up and good. That's Falls. A little soft jumper as he found himself open inside the paint. So the Shelby lead is back to 12 as McClure marches up, fires from just inside the arc, bounces around, lots of iron, wouldn't fall, and I think is traveling going to be called here? I saw Falls get the rebound, and he tripped. What is the call?
They call a foul on number 3.
Inman?
Yeah.
I didn't see what happened there.
It looked like he tripped, and Inman was given like a little bit of a body kick, and he tripped, and he fell on Inman, and I think they called that as a foul. But it didn't really look like a foul to me.
Inman got a foul for having somebody fall on top of him? Bad form from Shelby. North Carolina, the Golden Lions with the ball. Fuller's shot is up and good. That's Falls. I keep calling him Fuller. There is a Fuller in the lineup. Fuller and Falls look very similar, and it's 57-43. So Shelby back out to a comfortable lead after Pisgah closed it down to about 10. 6:52 on the clock. The Bears need to get back in this drive again like they did in the first part of that third period. Mamrelli finds Tatham open. He goes up with the right hand. Layup is no good for the freshman. Gets his rebound. Bounce pass to McClure. He's in trouble down on the baseline low, so he dribbles out of the action. Back to the top of the circle. Oh, almost a palming the ball. Running shot is up. It is no good. And up high for the rebound is Shelby. Taken away. Shot put up and in by, was it Anderson or?
It was McClure.
It was McClure. McClure, point number 12, 13, 45, 57. Pisgah down and wide open on the baseline. Shot no good. Second effort not there. Tatham, important rebound, and his double team gets it out to Jesse Anderson. Fast-paced ball game right now. 6 minutes on the clock. Anderson from downtown. Tatham with the rebound. No. Taken back by McClure. Banker is up and good. McClure with 15 all here in the second half. 5:48 on the clock. It's 57-47. Pisgah back to within 10 again. But here comes Shelby. They missed the shot. Rebound up by Washington. No good. Another rebound by Shelby. They're getting a lot of second and third shots like they did in that first quarter. Pisgah's got to stop it, and a whistle and a foul on Tyler Singleton. That is 4 on Tyler Singleton. Colter Burris is still on the sideline with 4 fouls. Free throw is good by Hillman. Pisgah's cut it to 10 points on 2 occasions. Now it's back to 11 before the Hillman. And it's good. So a dozen points separate these ball clubs. Pisgah looks strong in the third quarter. There's an official conversation between Fuller and Rory McClure of Pisgah, mostly to Fuller. And the ball comes into Pisgah's McClure with the left hand. Gets by everybody. Gets across the timeline, and he's shoved to the floor by Fuller. Not a blatant foul, but certainly an unnecessary thing. And for Fuller, that's three, and he's replaced. He's replaced by Antonio Washington. A little friction there, I think, between Fuller and McClure. And Fuller a little emotional and shoved McClure down. 47-59. Pisgah can get back to within 10 again. Three-pointer, not there. Rebounded by Falls for the Golden Lions. Pisgah's got to make these perimeter shots here to get back in this thing. Shot driving by DeVoe is no good. And a Pisgah foul will stop for more free throws. Third foul on Thomas Tatham. Tatham and Mamorelli will be down on the lower blocks in case there's a free throw miss by DeVoe. DeVoe missed the last free throw attempt. I remember that. Shot is up, and it is no good. And Mamorelli last touches the ball. It was actually pushed away by Clark for the Golden Lions, but Mamorelli touched it last, so it'll be Golden Lion ball. Shelby will have it. 5:11 remaining. The Golden Lions lead by 12, and it comes into Falls. Outside, shot from just inside the perimeter line is good by Fuller. That's 62-47. McClure to Anderson. Looks for somebody open, and it's McClure. Wants a three, but he's been cold from out there so far. He's hit one. Little reverse scooper layup is good. One of those little Mamma Jamma Michael Jordan moves there. The ball falls through. They will count it, and there was a foul, and McClure goes to the free throw line. Tell you, this game has been stopped for a lot of free throws. Both teams collecting a bunch. We'll count those up before the end of the game for you. McClure gets the 3-point play after he makes the free throw. He's got 18 points all here and a half. 4:44 remaining. Throws as Shelby across the timeline. Inman keeps the ball outside. Now they work it down low to Hillman. Baseline shot up. Good by Clark. His first 2 points of the night. The big 6'4 Clark has made his presence known on the boards, but hasn't scored a lot. Now Pisgah back on offense. It'll be Singleton with a driving shot. Blocked by Falls. What's the height on Dante Falls, number 14? He's also a tall guy.
6'4.
They've got him at 6'4. I guess because he's a little slender, he looks taller than that. Pisgah will inbound following the knockaway. McClure, follow-away jumper is good. It'll be good for two. So McClure has 20, and the Golden Lions lead once again by 12, and Pisgah needs to start inching away at the Shelby lead. They did a good job in the third period, but we're just swapping buckets with Shelby here in the fourth. We've got to do better than just swapping. DeVoe knocks Burris to the floor, and DeVoe is going to get called for the charge, and that is going to be 5 on DeVoe, I believe. Or did they just say he lost the ball? Did they say he charged?
Yeah, I think they say a charge. Because
if it's on DeVoe, that is 5.
Yeah, he went straight to the bench.
Okay, so DeVoe is out. That's good news for Pisgah. They've got a lot of ground to make up in 4 minutes. 52-64. 12-point lead for Shelby as McClure across the midline. Gets it to Singleton, to Burris, who's standing on the right wing, right about the post position. Back out to Singleton. Anderson open for three. He'll let it go. Looked good, wouldn't fall. And there's another Shelby rebound. And wide open on this end is Hillman. Layup is no good. He missed the easy one. Singleton rebounds, and it's going to be a foul on Hillman. That will put Singleton on the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. .332 remaining. It is not out of reach. We saw Pisgah outscore Shelby 20-6 in the third period. They've not done that here in the fourth. Let's do the math. What have we done in the fourth here? We outscored them 20-6. Have we just matched points here in this quarter? Let's see. Pisgah has scored 9. They have scored 11. So we've just about swapped buckets here, and the first free throw is missed by Singleton. and it's rebounded by Shelby's Daylon Fuller. Fuller takes it up strong, misses the shot. I think they're going to say Anderson got a piece of him. Jesse says no, but the accusing finger goes to Jesse Anderson. That's two on Pisgah's stall sophomore. To the line is Daylon Fuller, a senior. Free throw is good by Fuller. 5 points for Fuller before the second free throw. Pisgah has cut it to 10, but no closer. And this free throw is missed. Rebound Singleton. Right now, 13 points separate the ball clubs. Pisgah needs some perimeter shooting big time. They're having a hard time getting inside and having an inside game against this Shelby defense. Inman outside is open from three. Will he pump from there? No. Anderson. Now McClure. Will he pump? Yes. Forces up a little off-balance shot. Misses it. Inman rebounds. He puts it up, and it's good from about the free throw line. Matthew Inman. Point number three and four for him. 11 points. Pisgah down by 11. The ball comes down. It is Fuller. Is he open? No. He gets it over a little scoop pass to Burris. It's up and good by Burris with the left hand. So again, 13 points down. As the Bears, Anderson comes down to Inman and timeout. Coach Casey Crook says, let's figure out something here. We got 2.5 minutes left in a championship game here. Let's, first round championship game. Timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Pisgah basketball on 920 WPTL.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
I don't know if you can hear them in the background, but Shelby has, did we count 28 cheerleaders?
Yeah, I think it's 28 or 30 or somewhere around that.
Looks like an entire football team over there. Pisgah down 67 to 54 as we break coming out of the timeout. 2:27 remaining in this first round Western Regional playoff at Shelby High School. The winner will probably play Ashe County, the number one seed, although that game has not been decided yet. They play Maiden tonight. But Maiden, the winner of only 9 games this year, you think that Ashe probably will cap that one. Pisgah back on offense now, 2:19. McClure, we could use some threes right now as Singleton around the Mamorelli. He's outside the arc, gets it underneath to Burris, who's finally back in the lineup. Burris' shot is blocked away by Falls, but it's kept by Mamorelli. Pisgah still has it, but we need points, and the clock is ticking away. Burris falls down and throws up a little hook shot and makes it. His third field goal, and Shelby just about throws the ball away. Pisgah trying to trap at half court. They get the ball down low to Hillman. He'll dribble inside the paint, runs into a double team. That's Burris and Anderson, so he passes it back outside. It goes to Fuller. Fuller will drive it up. Nope, he finds running the baseline, Falls, and Dante Falls scores from the right baseline. Well, that's not good. We're down to a minute 30. Pisgah needs to score and score fast. It's McClure. Pisgah down by 13. McClure, driving shot is up, no good, and he was fouled, though. But Pisgah needs points, and they need them fast. McClure will go to the free throw line with a minute 22 on the clock, and I don't know at what time, if ever, Pisgah will start intentionally fouling, which could swing the game back their way, or it could really put Shelby down the floor for a big lead. Both free throws are good by McClure, so the spread is 11 points now, 69-58, but here comes Shelby with a big lead in the ball. Baseline effort is up, good by Falls. They'll count it. and Dante falls to the free throw line.
Shelby has only missed 4 out of 23 free throws tonight.
Well, that's good. I don't care what brand of basketball, whether you're high school, college, or pro, that is excellent free throw shooting. So Falls has 18 points, and he's got a free throw coming following the Jesse Anderson foul. Cannon, Cedric Cannon in the lineup for Shelby. He was in just a little bit in the first half. Free throw is missed. Rebound by Singleton for Pisgah. 9:01 on the clock. I don't know if Pisgah's got enough time to put that many points up. Singleton open from 3. He'll fire. It is no good. Anderson scrambles to get the board. He throws it down the court, and it's picked up by Shelby's Hillman. Hillman, baseline shot. He gets fouled maybe before the shot. Let's see if they count this. They're going to count it. Hillman's shot is good, and he'll get a free throw following a Singleton foul, and that is 5 fouls on Tyler Singleton. So a key man for Pisgah goes out, but I don't know how much of a factor that will be with only 54 seconds remaining. And you got to think now, Evan, that the Golden Lions are going to win this one, leading 73-58.
Under a minute to go.
Tatham replaces the senior Tyler Singleton. And when you lose, you're out of the running in the state tournament. Pisgah loses. They will not be playing again. The girls won tonight. We'll tell you about that in a minute. Free throw is missed. Rebound by Pisgah's Coulter Burris. McClure is tripped at the half-court line by Hillman. And that is 10 team fouls, so McClure will get a couple of free throws when the clock stops. And that's good, but, you know, I don't think there's enough time for Pisgah to put up enough points.
Yeah, Pisgah's down by 15 with 47 seconds to go, and McClure just hit a free throw shot.
You know, McClure did not score, folks, if you've just tuned in. He did not score in the first half. And after that free throw, he's got 23 here in the second half. And this free throw is good, so he's got 24 on the night. Boy, if we had had some of those in the first half, who knows? 47 seconds left, 73-60. Pisgah down as Mamorelli hooks Fuller as he goes by. A little intentional foul there, I believe, by Nick Mamorelli to stop the clock with 44 seconds. Fuller made his last free throw about 10 minutes back. 73-60. This free throw is missed. Oh, he'll get a double as Pisgah's 10 team fouls now. Dante Dorsey, first appearance in the lineup for Shelby. I'm sure Coach Hillman of Shelby, or Hollifield rather, knows that the victory is imminent. Free throw is good by Fuller. So he got 1 out of 2. 74-60, 14 points. Pisgah's McClure fires from way down about the half court line. No good. Mamorelli scrambles for the board, but it's picked up by Cannon, and he is fouled right away. Clock stops at 34. So this 11-point Pisgah lead may end up being a lot more, as Pisgah's Will Hargrove, a senior, will be playing his final minutes and comes off the bench, will be playing his final minutes of the season, of his career, actually. As it looks like the Bears are going to go down to defeat to a very good team from Shelby. I'm not saying they're the best team on the floor, but they were the best team on the floor tonight. 74-60. Free throw is up and no good. Rebounded by Mamorelli. Pass down the floor. It'll be taken by Wyke. No good. Rebound Pisgah. Nope. Now to the Golden Lions. 20 seconds on the clock. Wyke, who checked in. We didn't see that. Austin Wyke. And now a whistle as with the clock is stopped as there's a foul on Pisgah's number 13, Rory McClure. That's 4. on McClure. You know, to stop the clock, trying to make this game as close as possible, although actually the fouls are causing Shelby to stretch the lead a little bit.
Yeah, Shelby a really good three-throw team tonight.
Hillman off the bench. Let's see if he makes this free throw. He makes both of them. 22 points, and he was not a starter tonight. 76-60. 11 points separated these teams before Pisgah started fouling. And you know, sometimes fouling works, and sometimes this happens. White with the ball, 11 seconds on the clock. To McClure. He fires at 7 seconds, misses the three-pointer. There's Hargrove for the follow, and it is good. Will Hargrove with 2. 1 second. Time runs out. Pisgah loses it. 76-62. This was the first round of the Western Regional Playoffs here at Shelby, and the Golden Lions win on their home court. We'll tell you about it in a minute. Stand by. You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Bojangles presents It's Bowtime, Rule 22. If you're in trouble, yell It's Bowtime instead of help. People are more likely to show up if biscuits are involved. Rule 23, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits are served hot and fresh all day long. That's not a rule, that's just how we roll. Hurry to Bojangles now for our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits, made with hardwood smoked bacon, lightly folded eggs, and American cheese, all on a made-from-scratch biscuit. Get 2 for just $3. Bojangles, it's Bowtime.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stuff. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the 4 area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Sometimes a big helping's of fat budgers are just more than you can handle one sitting, so you ask for a to-go box. And then sometimes you just want to swing by and get a big box of fat buddies, beef, pork, chicken, baby back ribs, or smoked turkey to go. Fat Buddy's takeout menu is right for you, cause it's food so good it'd make you squoil. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Welcome back as we wrap up the stats here for you folks. Pisgah losing in the men's division, the boys division of the Western Regional Playoffs, first round here at Shelby. Shelby winning 76-62. The Sugar Bears, however, were winners tonight. Up in Canton, you may know this, they won 51-34 over North Henderson to advance to play probably Pisgah played North Henderson tonight. They will play the winner between North Lincoln and Owen. And Owen had a lackluster season. I'm gonna project that North Lincoln probably was the winner. Pisgah is probably gonna be playing North Lincoln in a game on Wednesday night. We'll have that game for you on WPTL. The boys' season has concluded. When you lose, you lose here in the state brackets. And they lose to Shelby tonight 76-62. For Shelby, the big gun definitely was Wesley Hillman off the bench in his supporting role, scoring 22 points. For Pisgah, Leading all scorers was Rory McClure with 24. We'll tell you about some of those points in a minute. I know Evan has an interesting stat over there. Three trays for Tyler Singleton. Then he went cold from outside. He had 10 points tonight. Four for Matthew Inman. Nine for Nick Mamorelli. Nick played some great basketball. Six for Colter Burris. Two, Will Hargrove, right in the final, right before the buzzer. Four for Thomas Tatham. McKinley Brown put in a free throw. And Jesse Anderson had 2 points in the first half. Pisgah seniors, so they started at five seniors tonight, but they'll have McKinley Brown coming back. He's a sophomore. Jesse Anderson's a sophomore. Dalton Scott, great basketball player. We've enjoyed seeing Scott this year. He's a junior. Also, junior Christian Bryant will be back, and Thomas Tatham, a freshman. And we've got a lot of talent on that Pisgah junior varsity that will be coming up also. So Coach Casey Crook will have an excellent pool of players for next season for sure. We look for another winning season for the Bears next year. Evan, Pisgah really had a rally in the third quarter.
Yeah, Pisgah in the third quarter, 20-6 run. And
if they could have kept that up in the fourth quarter.
They out-rebounded them in the third quarter. They did everything better than Shelby, but in the fourth quarter, it was every time Pisgah scored a basket, Shelby scored a basket. Just back and forth, back and forth.
And you can't win when you're swapping baskets. And actually, Shelby, a little bit of an edge. They outgunned us 23-19 there in the fourth quarter. Rory McClure, his 24 points were all in the second half, and Pisgah hit excellent free throw shooting in the second half, Evan, right?
Yeah, Roy McClure, all the free throw shots in the second half, and only missed one out of
11. So he hit 10 for 11, and he was he the only one to score a free throw in the second half?
Only one.
Only one for Pisgah. So McClure hitting 10 of 11 free throws. But all of that was for naught because the Bears go down to defeat, once again, 76-62. So Shelby moves on. They will play most likely Ashe County, a 22-game winner this season and the number one seed in the bracket. So most likely they were the winner tonight. So Shelby will travel up to Ashe County. And for the Pisgah girls, a winner tonight over North Henderson, they will be, they will play the winner between Owen and North Lincoln. And I'm not sure if that is a road game for Pisgah or whether that is a road game, whether it's a home or road game. I am not sure. But we'll let you know all about that on WPTL on the morning show with Frank Bird. So join us, folks. This is Terry Shin and son Evan Shin saying good night from Shelby, North Carolina.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
This is WPTL Canton. Thanks for listening to us today. WPTL's country and Christian programs, network news, and major sporting events are presented by Sky Country Broadcasting Incorporated. Portions of our broadcast day are pre-recorded. We are an equal employment opportunity company. Your comments and suggestions are welcome. Write Post Office Box 909, Canton, NC 28716, or visit our studios at 133 Pisgah Drive. AM 920, WPTL, Canton.